please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Episode 588.
Suck it!
I accidentally clicked on something for a second there that killed the audio for a second on our end. Anyway, yes, and we're joined once again by Steve McRae.
Yay.
Welcome back, Steve.
Hey, I'm telling you, I love your intro music. I'm sitting there headbanging. You probably see it. I don't know. You're
oh, yeah,
modern.
Yeah.
and I have the hair for it now.
Yeah,
I love that. I did. Wasn't able to do that in high school when I had, you know, first exposed to like metal and stuff. Now
yeah.
I can actually do it.
I had long hair throughout high school, and then I cut it off in my early 20s and started growing it back in my mid 20s. So yeah, I got to swing it around, but now I'm getting too old and my neck is too messed up to do the hair
right
swing.
Right, that's my problem too. I want the heck bang, but it probably caused the damage.
So anything new going on with you and the whole thing you were having to deal with?
You know, not much to tell, honestly. They haven't contacted my attorney. In fact, they haven't contacted me or a representative. We are kind of out in the dark, so I have nothing really to report on that front yet, unfortunately.
Okay. So you still have not been given any financial information? Nope. Or anything like that?
No, the promise was that if I had given a power of attorney to Glenn Williamson, a.k.a. Ruhiv, he is actually my attorney. In fact, if I was given, he was given the power of attorney, financials would be turned over to him. That has not happened. And so I'm at the point where I just don't think anything that that being said from the other side is going to come to fruition. So we're exploring other opportunities and legal actions.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you going to do, right?
Oh, I think it's very important. I don't know. Just hindsight 2020, owing in a situation like this, the lawyers are going to come out the biggest winners of this. I mean, the fans lose.
Yeah. No question.
Yeah,
lawyers come out ahead. Sure.
Yeah. And that's the problem. I mean, like, you guys are both going to come out of this owing, you know, like five figures to lawyers when this is all said and done.
But I'll still have five figures in my pocket when it's all said and done. So it's pretty well worth it. But one lawyer I talked to, he was actually legit. I actually like what he had to say. He said, hey, look, I would never recommend this to my clients, because if I did, I wouldn't be driving a BMW any longer. But, you know, the best way to go about this is to negotiate prior to having any kind of civil litigation.
Absolutely.
And I agree with that. It's great lawyering advice, except that if he told that to every client, then, of course, he would not have so many billable hours. Right. So it is about the lawyers. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. I don't know. So,
it sucks, but I appreciate the fans, though. The support that they've been giving to me has been overwhelming. I'm humbled. I really, really am.
Yeah, I noticed that. I don't think that was part of the equation when they decided to fire you from the show. I don't think they believed that you would get capture a part of the following with you. Or that's kind of how it seemed, anyway.
Yeah, I think they probably figured that some would, but they didn't recognize the fact that I built up a base for like 6 years, and most of the hardcore non sequitur fans came from the Great Debate community, came from my channel, and so they were kind of an extension from that. So I guess they figured some would leave. There's no possible way they figured that 90-some-odd percent would, because I didn't figure 90-something percent, right? And so if that was something that was beyond my ability, even Phantom, then I can't expect they would have, you know, had that in their mindset when all that was going down. But it was a huge amount. I mean, their subscriptions have gone down from like 31,000 and they're down to 27,000 something.
And when you were on our show the last time, you told people to become patrons of our show, and we actually got a ton of new patrons. So thank you.
Right on. You're welcome. And by the way, I have the outpouring that I've received from some of your fans have been amazing too. I do read comments. I try to read as many comments as possible. And I was reading the comments from the last time I was on, which, by the way, it seemed to be one of your higher shows in the last 2 months, which I was thrilled. And the comments were so sweet and so nice and so just congenial to me. And I was stunned. I was like floored. I was like, this is amazing. So you got a killer audience, man.
Well, they're usually very mean to people. I think they just liked you.
They're mean to you.
Yeah.
Someone sent me a video of Wild Bill dancing and put your music over it, Billy. Yeah, look at this. Is Wild Bill really huge, or is this woman just very small?
Probably both.
Like, okay.
She's probably a little 5'1", and he's probably like, what, 6'2"?
Yeah, he might. Yeah, he might be around there. Look at him. You think Wild Bill's trying to put some moves on this girl or something?
Definitely.
I don't know. I still think he's closet gay. I think he's just having a little dance session with his, what do you call them? I don't know the new term for it, but back in the 90s they were called fag hags. It was like the woman who...
I think there's still something... I don't think that's too pejorative. I think that's actually what they refer to themselves as. But the way he's dancing, you might be right.
Yeah. I don't know what the new SJW term for that is, but the ladies that like to hang out with the gay guys.
Oh, I know what that term is.
What is that?
Fag hag.
Well, I think it's changed because everything's so politically correct now.
I don't think there's a politically correct way of saying that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a term of endearment they refer to themselves as. So it's like, but I don't think I can say that anymore.
You can say it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
2019. I don't want to get canceled.
All right. Yeah, it's just a loop of him doing the same dance move.
Someone
over and over called
beards, but I think beards are...
A beard is when you're gay and you hang out with a woman to make it seem like you're in a relationship with them so people don't think you're gay.
Yeah,
that's what a beard is.
It's like you have a girlfriend just to cover up the fact that you're gay.
Right.
Yeah, that's what a beard is.
Yeah, but there are women out there that seems to have very unique relationships with gay males, and because they feel secure. And I don't blame them, right? I mean, I thought about doing it myself, telling some women that, hey, I'm gay as hell. You know, I'll tell you if this looks good on you. I'll go to your changing room and help you, you know, size things out. I'm okay with that. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, safe.
Yeah, I've tried to convince girls that I was gay to get laid before. It works, but not with the girls. They end up hooking you up with their gay guy friends. Then you have you have to have gay sex.
So that wasn't the result you were going for then?
Nah. It was catch 22, man. It
worked. Did you have fun?
No. It was very uncomfortable. I'm like a 10-time gay chicken champion, so I don't back down from a challenge.
Kyle once told me what it took to actually be gay, and after that, I was like, no, I don't think what, I can.
That's such a statement. I'm like,
well, do they like jump you in? Is it like a gang, a street?
No,
gang?
I was like, okay, man, I don't think I could go for that. But hey, to each his own. I'm very, very pro LGBTQ, DRS, all that. But I just happen to like women. But yeah, once he told me that what it was it took to get initiated into the gaydom club, I'm like,
gaydom club. All right, so this show's normally about joking around and having fun 99.999% of the time, but now we have to talk about something serious. We're going to dedicate this show to our buddy, Alan. This was Alan, for those of you who don't recognize the name. Alan passed away 2 days ago. We don't have any of the details on it yet. He was a regular guest on this show and on the Alter Perspective on my other channel. Multiple times.
Yeah.
I didn't know him personally, but he was an internet friend and a colleague. Someone in the same type of business as me.
He was a friend of the show, 100%.
Yeah, he was on all the time. He donated a lot of his time.
He'd show up on the chat and post shows and talk with us and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was always around, and he's a good dude.
Yeah,
and
I know he had a family. Like, I'm pretty sure he had kids and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember the one time he was streaming and a little girl came in. I think it was a little girl came into the room. So, yeah, we're dedicating. We haven't had a lot of people who are regulars on the show, or I think he's the only one that we've ever had that was on the show regularly that passed away. So this one's for him. Hopefully we do it justice. And right, we will kick it up. We will kick in with Troll or Not a Troll. All right. I have a few of them. Here's one. This one's called Why I Stopped Smoking Weed.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Jason from TrueJays.com. Back into the video. So, in this video, I want to talk about why I stopped smoking weed and why I think weed is a modern form of chemical warfare. And why I think this weed that's out here is not real, okay? Now, first off, let me say that I'm about 30 years old now, and from my 18 to, 29, 28, I smoked a lot of weed. I've been smoking weed for a long time.
I can tell.
Weed in multiple states. In fact, I've even grew some weed.
Clearly. Yeah.
You know, I know what weed's supposed to look like. And I know how we're supposed to feel. And it didn't hit me until maybe like this year that the weed that's going around here is not the same shit that was going around before.
Right, right. And my parents say that. Weed is just way stronger. People used to just grow it like in their backyard, and it wasn't really treated the way commercial weed is grown now. Chances are, no matter where you live in the United States, the weed you're getting comes from somewhere where it's grown legally, and it's imported to your state.
Yeah, Carl Sagan would be a holy shit if you smoke what's out there today. I mean, it's definitely completely different from what it was in the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even in the 90s, when I was in high school, you know, it was totally different. I used to buy these bags of shit weed with seeds and stems all in them. I would say like a third of the weight of the bag that I would buy was seeds and stems.
Isn't that kind of like how horticulture works, though, is you start growing something, and when you grow it for longer periods of time, it gets better because you get the best.
Right, right.
Yeah,
but
it was
but it was being held back because there was nowhere to safely grow it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got what you could have, you know, you would smoke what you could find. I remember people giving me strain names back in the day, and it didn't even matter to me. It's like, it doesn't matter what it's named when this is the only weed I can find, you know? So it's either smoke this strain of weed and deal with it, or don't get any weed at all.
He was always smoking dirt weed anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably what was going on with this guy.
You know, this super new high-octane gas, you know what I mean? This rapper weed, this motherfucking high grade shit.
Maybe that's why I'm not good with weed, because I always grew up on weed.
It's chemical warfare.
Yeah, I grew up on rapper weed, man. It was fucking me up. I, like, my dad, when I was a little kid, he grew weed in my garage. and he would let us water the plants and stuff, but then he stopped growing weed because he was worried I would go to school and snitch him out, like when I went into kindergarten. So he was worried I was going to be a little baby snitch, so he stopped growing it. But if I would have just smoked my dad's weed that was grown in the garage, I probably wouldn't have such an adverse effect to marijuana now. But I got right into that fucking rapper weed and cokehead weed and meth head weed.
Rapper weed. That's not something I'm too familiar with.
I was always doing weed around people who were like pro weed doers, you know. I got 3 or 4 degrees of separation between multiple friends who smoke weed with Snoop Dogg. So it could happen. You get that Snoop Dogg weed, that's probably chemical warfare. I imagine.
You niggas think that you cool for smoking. That shit ain't no regular weed, you know, and I noticed that since I stopped smoking weed, it's a lot different from before than when I stopped smoking weed. Like, say before, like years ago, you know, I'll take 6 months off, or I'll take 3 months off, and I just say I'm quit smoking, I stopped smoking, and it's no big deal, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, life goes on as normal, but this last time I stopped smoking weed, it was like, I was going through withdrawals. Like, I was actually fucking sweating and shit, you know? Having nightmares.
Was the weed you were smoking happened to be, like, crystallized, and you were smoking it through a strange glass pipe?
He just calls everything weed. Everything is weed.
He was probably just emotionally dependent on it, right? Like, that can happen.
Sure. I mean, like, you can form a habit. You know, like you can form a chewing on your pen habit.
I've had withdrawals from cheeseburgers.
Oh,
it
couldn't cheeseburgers are wonderful.
Like, just actually like physically sweating for like almost a whole month, you know? And that's just not normal. That's just not normal for weed. Because honestly, as far as weed goes, I don't think weed's a bad thing. I don't think it's even bad to smoke weed. Do I think that's what it was for? No. But do I think it's like, you know,
this guy just talking makes me want to do a big bong hit.
I want to know what he's like when he's high. I really do.
He seems like a buzzkill. I don't even want to be around him.
It's because he's sober right now.
Yeah, he probably's not a fun stoner. Probably not. Probably all depressing. Probably tries to contemplate the universe and stuff. One of those.
Is this
types.
The Charlie Brown theme music in the background?
That's
here?
Almost. Yeah, that's one aspect of this video that makes me want to say troll right off the bat. Because normally it's
he's straight up, man. There's no way he's trolling. He actually believes this stuff.
You think?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, I think he probably thinks there's something in the pot itself, some kind of chemical that somehow is put in there by the CIA, NSA, Russia, some alien.
He believes in like chemtrails or something too?
Yeah. I mean, he's probably a conspiracy theorist of some kind.
Have you ever seen somebody with dreadlocks troll before?
Yes.
Okay.
What a strange question.
I just don't feel like...
I've had dreadlocks before.
And you trolled when you had them?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Jeff Holliday had dreadlocks too, right?
Yeah.
I think he probably has trolled with dreadlocks as well.
Yeah, yeah. So dreadlocks, you can still troll and have dreadlocks. There's nothing...
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm still on the fence.
Can it really fuck you up for smoking weed? No, I really don't think that it does. The issue is that this weed going around here is not no regular shit. And I think it's a form of chemical warfare. Now, I'll put it like this.
Why would they need to hide the chemical warfare in the weed? Why wouldn't they put it in, like, the water supply or something like that?
Because if they put it in the weed, then they only get the hippies. They don't get all the
That's not
God-fearing
true.
Christians.
That's not true, though. Anyone who's ever been to a weed store in Washington will notice there's, like, soccer moms and old grannies shopping there
but
and
I
shit.
Think that that's different, right?
Because how's that different?
They've now legalized weed, so they're no longer putting it in the weed, right?
You know what? Someone canceled their Patreon and in their exit survey said, I just can't handle the tension between Ben and Billy all the time.
Like the sexual tension?
I wish that's what they were talking about, because that would probably even hold more basis in reality than any other type of tension. Holy shit.
I know.
You probably would, just so you say you did, right? Yeah, I did them.
Yeah.
I mean, like you should see our interactions before we go live. It's just kind of like, yeah, how you doing? Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, what's up? And then we go live and we like amp up our personalities and shit because it's a show.
Yeah.
So like we have the tiniest little argument and people are like, there's tension.
Well, Ben does, it's weird, it's his pre-show ritual. He makes me punch him in the dick before every show.
Yeah, so I apologize if I seem like I have some kind of vendetta against
That's why he's animated as hell on this show. I got you.
All right,
Billy, coffee. That's my
Billy,
thing. That's
Billy,
coffee.
Suck me in the cock. Suck me in the cock. I'm like, Ben, I don't want to.
The balls.
Yeah, like he has to force you to. You probably punch him twice.
So are you going to say not a troll?
I'm going to say not a troll, yeah.
Okay, you guys have it then.
You,
I wasn't
you think
sure.
It was a troll?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
What would be the point? What would he troll about?
I think this
to,
guy just...
To get people to be like, no, you fucking idiot. There's nothing wrong with the weed. Like, to get that response.
Well, there is something. It's not something wrong with the weed. It just has a much higher THC than it did 30 years ago. And
but he's saying
just...
this is like some kind of conspiracy. Yeah. Just like the chemtrail people that believe the jet streams in the sky are chemicals that the government drops down on poor neighborhoods to cause more crime.
He's got that full regalia on. Like that makes me think
like
it might
full
be.
Full on Rastamon.
Yeah, he's got the dreads. He's got the shirt. He's got all the...
What else?
The look.
What
the,
else
the,
besides the dreads and the
shirt? Pubic-like beard.
Oh,
the unkempt beard.
Is that part of it?
The unkempt... Well, it's the hippie look, right? Or it's the connected, natural look, you know? It makes it... I don't think he dressed like that just to troll. But I could be wrong. It could be that big of a production. I feel like if it was that big of a production, then he's a really good actor. And I give him applause.
I agree.
That being said,
there's another one that we have too. So we're gonna take it from the top again.
Not a troll.
All right, so let's try this one.
Well, I'm coming back with another vlog to continue with my post-traumatic syndrome multiplayer. I have post-traumatic syndrome when it comes to multiplayer games, and I can't shoot a real person on the screen. I just start...
Is this the fucking Twisted Metal?
This is one of the percussionists from Slipknot.
Oh, really?
No. I don't know. I don't know who it
that
is.
That mannequin in the back has the most gaped mouth
yeah,
I've
what the
ever
fuck
seen.
Is that?
A juggalo. Is she not a juggalo?
I mean, possibly.
Maybe.
He has. It's not paint, though. This
yeah.
is a straight-up mask. Yeah. So.
He's got a vintage Batman framed poster up on his
with
wall,
Julie
too.
With Julie Newmar and Cesar Romero up
yeah.
in the corner?
Yeah.
Is that Burt Ward as Robin?
Yes. Isn't that weird that his last name was Ward when he was Batman's Ward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sliding all over the place. So, I'm here to show you some things and maybe talk about a couple things, but...
Now, we got to think about what he's saying so far. He has PTSD... So he can't shoot people in first-person shooters?
Does it trigger his PTSD whenever he shoots somebody in a first-person shooter?
I mean, I can see that happening, though. I mean, if you're in a combat situation and you're immersed in that, yeah, sure, that'd be triggering.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm still dealing with that shit right there. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. But
Oh, man, someone got the shirt. Thank you. You know what? I see your point, Steve, and actually that's why... Do you remember the American Sniper guy?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy he wasn't he killed?
He was taking vets with PTSD to gun ranges and one of them flipped out and blew him away at the
gun
range.
Right. I remember the story. Yeah.
And I remember hearing about him doing that before it happened. He was doing it as like a charity type thing, you know, being the world's most famous sniper and whatever. But yeah, well, I remember hearing about that being like, you're putting guns in the hands of people with post-traumatic stress in that type of environment. It just seems like a very bad idea. But
well, I mean, there's something about immersion therapy that supposedly can work. You know, but I mean, military is stressful no matter what you are.
Right.
Being in the military is stressful, let me tell you. I probably would not have recommended to him that he put, you know, these types of weapons in the hands of certain people without full psychological assessments.
Do you
and I
think,
don't know if that was ever done.
Because you were in the Navy, right?
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. So do you think boot camp probably damages people psychologically by design?
Boot camp by design breaks you down. That's the whole goal. They want to mold you in the way to conform to their standards and their way of doing things. There's no question about it. Boot camp is one, you know, 3 month long mind fuck is what it is.
Yeah, like from what I
absolutely.
Yeah, my observation just from knowing people who have done it and watching, you know, news reports and movies about it, it seems like the first thing they do is strip you of your individuality. You're no longer Steve McRae. We're gonna make you look like everybody else, and you have to do what everybody else does. That's how it looks for me.
Like, yeah, you lose your individuality. There's no question about it. Okay. You're a cog in the machine at that point. I mean, and you get indoctrinated. I mean, there really is a form of, it's not necessarily brainwashing per se, but it's very reminiscent of that, because you're conditioned to do certain things at certain times in certain ways by the military way, right? Anybody who's been in the military will tell you this. There is the military way, and then there's the wrong way.
Yeah, I had a family member that was a Marine, and he told me that it almost felt like they were trying to remove the fear of death from him. Because, like, a soldier that's afraid to die really isn't worth too much. Like, they're more, or like someone who's willing to desert, basically.
Yeah.
And he felt like they were just trying to, like, take that fear out of him completely.
I think every probably soldier, everybody that's in the military probably has contemplated certain things. I mean, I admit there was some low times in the military. I was like, I just want to jump on board and drown. I mean, it was that bad.
That's
but
horrible.
But you push yourself through it, right? And you go, okay, I will be out another two years, 3 months, 4 days, and 6 hours, kind of thing.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. That's why I ignored. You know, like, as soon as you're like 17 and a half, they start calling you. You know,
I had all the branches call me. Yeah, every one of them. I got a perfect score in my ASVAB. I had a 99 AFQT. And so I had the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, every one of them try to enlist me. I decided to go nuke because I thought that was the hardest, you know, training, and I thought it was the best education. It was rough.
I was lucky. I was 450 pounds. So they were like, nah.
Well, I got called. They didn't know what I looked like or anything about me. I did whatever I could to scare them off. I had no interest. One thing I will say, though, about people I know that went to boot camp and when they got out, they were physically in the best shape of their life.
Without question.
Like, I had people, I knew people that were like 50 to 70 pounds overweight, came back like unbelievably fit.
I put on about 14 pounds actually in boot camp. You had fed really well. You burned a lot of calories.
It wasn't like muscle weight.
Oh yeah, totally. Because I actually was in good shape before I went in the military. Believe it or not, I actually would work out. I was ripped.
Yeah.
I wasn't a runner, but I was a swimmer, and I had muscle, you know, really tone.
Well, that's
and
why so you when gained I weight. If you would have been a fatty, you would have lost a whole bunch of weight at boot camp.
Oh yeah. But I went in at 124, and I got out about 140 in boot camp. So I packed it on, but it was all good shape. I mean, I could run 5 miles, no problem.
And that's why, I mean, you would have a big appetite. What do they do if someone's on, like, medication?
Well, they
give it
to
you?
Yeah.
Like, if someone's on, like, psychological medication, are they less likely to take someone in?
Yeah, they won't take you in if you're a special condition, right?
Yeah, there's some of the stuff you can get a waiver for, but, I mean, you have to do certain assessments, and my field was classified. So they're not going to take somebody that probably has severe mental issues.
Yeah, but if someone just takes like
But
if someone just takes like Adderall or something, they'd probably let them.
Probably wouldn't
care. I would think the person with Adderall would have an advantage in some of that stuff too.
Well, I think
it's easy to describe it to you here. Take this, take five.
It's easy to wake up.
I think if you have ADHD like heavily, right? Adderall doesn't wake you up. It chills you the fuck out, right?
So. Here's the thing about it. It chills your mind out. Like, if you're normally all over the place, like, you can't focus. Adderall makes me focus on one thing at a time more easily. But in some ways, that's a hindrance. Because that takes away some of your multitasking skill. Anyway, we've gone completely off the top.
You're a creative guy, so you multitask and you multi-thread and you're probably in your head. You probably got 10 things going on at once. That's all I am. And I don't want to think about one thing at a time. I want to be able to divide my time up into multiple things.
It has its good points and its bad points. Like, I took Adderall as a kid, and I've been taking it for like over a year now. I don't take it every day, but I do take it on work days. I feel like it helps me in many ways. But yeah, there's always drawbacks to it as well, especially when it wears off. That's the worst part.
I don't even want to go into multiplayer right now. I don't even want to do it because it just stressed me out and flipped me out. But my work's doing okay. I've been there over a year. It isn't like I can't do the job. I just don't want to go to work anymore. That's my problem. That's what's going on. So anyway, I picked up these, like I said, I picked up some games. Back in the day, back in the like late 90s, man, I used to be crazy into like fucking hockey games, man.
Twisted
motorcycle
metal
games, racing games, man. Need for Speed Shift.
What's your point?
What happened? What happened? How did I lose interest in these things? How did I lose interest? Can somebody tell me?
This sounds like a therapy session right now.
That's what the internet's for, isn't it, though?
Yeah, I think a lot of YouTube channels are just people pouring.
See, I don't do that. These are like questions I would ask my therapist, not the internet. When I ask the internet, I expect to get 1,000 different answers, and some of them, many of them, not genuine at all. So I think this guy's a troll so far.
Bad information.
Yeah.
Like I said, I probably shared this before. I picked off Monster Supercross. I'm just going in circles. That's all I'm doing. I'm fucking going in circles. It's just boring the fuck out of me. I want to shoot and kill things, but right now I got that post-traumatic syndrome, and I'm not making fun of anybody else that really has that real life with real war. I'm going to war.
So he says he has it from the game. He never got the... His PTSD is from the game.
What?
Oh, I'm confused. I thought
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, but I thought it was ex-military that he got PTSD.
And most reasonable people, reasonable people would think that. He's like, we would think that.
When I go to war, I have it. But virtually, okay? Virtually. And this is serious business. This is no joke.
Is that a thing?
What am I going to limit myself to? Fucking Tetris?
Tetris is a good game.
Tetris or Pong or Pong?
Tetris is a good game.
I don't want to play Tetris.
Troll.
Yeah, he's troll. Nobody would hate on Tetris. Fuck this guy.
I'm not a troll on this one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Trolling. You fucking troll. Nobody would hate on Tetris. You just open your heart up about having PTSD playing video games, then have a Tetris overlay when you talk shit about Tetris. You tried too hard, troll. You outed yourself. You got caught. Take those Christmas lights down. Take the fucking gape mouth mannequin down with the initial shirt off and take your stupid fucking mask off, dude. You're done. Your troll card's been revoked.
But that's kind of messed up to troll on PTSD. That's a serious issue.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that's the thing about trolls. They'll troll about things to get that reaction.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Dude, I know some ridiculous trolls.
I mean, like, yeah, well, there's trolls that troll Holocaust shit. There's trolls that troll all kinds of shit.
Martin Shkreli bought an entire AIDS medicine just to troll people
with
AIDS.
That wasn't a trolling. He did that as an investment.
I know.
With like the $6,000 pill that he wanted to raise it to?
Yeah, that's Billy's buddy.
That's my buddy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy will all of a sudden turn into Billy Goldstein, attorney at law, when you mention Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, I agree with Billy on that one then, because that guy, oh man, I remember that story. He gouged the crap out of people.
Go ahead, Billy, tell your fucking spiel.
I mean, the media told their story. I've told my story. The media has more reach. I can't defend Martin Shkreli 1,000 times, you know. I don't think we've
reached that yet.
I think I think he'll be out of jail soon, and he will contribute his mind to the betterment of society once again.
Is he a sweet boy?
Really, he's definitely a sweet boy.
The fact that he's in jail should tell you something.
Well, I think I know what it tells me. This man worked in the Wall Street. And he did some nefarious things to make some money for his investors, and he got caught. But you know what? A lot of people, they get caught and they get bailouts. He just
Do you know with him in real life? Is he like a real life friend?
Yeah, I used to spend a lot of time online with him. For like 6 months, I'd probably spend 4 or 5 hours a day hanging
Billy's
out with him.
Billy's contention, online. Since he's not saying it, is the drug that Martin Shkreli upped the price on is such a rare drug, and it's hardly used by anybody. And it was to the point where it wasn't being manufactured enough based on its scarcity that he took it and made it more profitable to manufacture, therefore the people, the very few people who needed it, people with toxoplasmosis.
Well, yeah, it's 2,000 to 3,000 people a year suffer from it. It's not a drug that you have to take for like many cycles. It's a one
but
cycle
tell me
thing
how
and cures you.
Because before you explained how what Martin did wasn't only not a bad thing, but it was actually a benevolent thing that he did. All right, explain that.
It's because he raised the price of that drug, and he was able to get investors interested in his company. His company was able to pick up drugs that nobody else was making that saved kids' lives. He saved children's lives. And not one person never got the medicine.
That's a very unique spin.
60% of the medicine that he raised the price on was given away for like $1 a pill or free. It was given away
Billy
for nothing.
Billy should have went to law school.
I'm telling you, if I ever get it, it's shit. He's my defense attorney,
there
for
you
fuck's
go.
Sake.
I'm
saying. Telling you, you're
he
high.
He did the same thing. He did the same thing for Onision in the Wetlands.
Yeah.
And all the other stuff that Onision has been accused of, because Onision's Billy's buddy too.
Yeah.
I want to be Billy's buddy. He'll defend me to the end.
Right.
Steve, you're my buddy,
That's
man.
That's great. Yeah, right, you're in.
I can do
you're
no
in.
Wrong now.
You can do some it's real heinous time. Shit, and I got your back. Don't worry.
I can go out and start kicking puppies, and you'll defend that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I will not.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about puppies.
I'm a puppy. What's wrong with you?
Here's the thing about puppies.
If I
right?
see someone kick a puppy in front of me, I'm running them over with my car.
Okay.
No shit, now, right?
Do you know how many puppies have died from being ran over by cars, Ben? That's very dangerous.
No, not the car. Not, you know how not many puppy.
Do you know how many
you
puppies? You know how many puppies love to play rough? A nice
oh,
little kick.
Man.
A nice
see,
little kick is just playing.
He's a born defense attorney. Look at that spin. He's like, yeah, oh, well, you're going to run over now, Ben.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I love dogs. If someone kicked a fucking dog, I would probably not run over them with my car. I'd sneak up on them from behind and choke the last breath out of their body, and they would never see me coming. They wouldn't know who took
oh,
them out of
the so
world.
You'd go ninja style, and I
Hell
would go,
yeah.
like, run them over with
I
my car.
I don't want blood on my car. You got to wash
my car's red anyway.
True.
So anyway. Gonna, Billy's going to go subtle, and Ben wants to make a spectacle. He wants
yeah,
to
I'm just going
make
over
the guy
top.
Aware of what's happening to him. Yeah.
So I say before we start the next segment, feel free to read those Streamlabs. We had quite a few of them come in. Yeah. And as you guys know, the goal up above is for an extra show the following week. We're already doing one this week,
yeah.
but we will do one next week. And next week, all of our shows are back to back to back.
Back to back to back.
Back to back to back.
And tomorrow we're going to be doing a show. Usually we do them on Thursdays, but this Thursday landed on June 27th, which is not a real good day for me. So we're going to do it the day before.
Right. And then June 28th, we are going to be in the Portlands.
Portlandia.
Yes. We're going to be at the Jimmy Dore show in Portland. If any of our fans are Jimmy Dore fans and you're in the Portland area, you'll see us there, and who knows, maybe we'll be best buddies from this point forward.
E.T. Williams said, Billy.
E.T. Williams?
I know you on them pills. You're not no sweet boy. I'll
the
prove it.
E.T. Williams? No yeah. way.
I'll prove it in his 3 weeks, boy, and Steve Cobbs is acting his way because them anti-gay pills he's on. Huh. Thank you for that, E.T.
Like,
Williams.
You sounded just like him.
Yeah. P.T. Ham again with that big time 50. Thank you, man. He was always smoking dirt weed anyways, he said about the troll. The greatest rogue trader says, God damn, first Etika, now Alan died. What a sad week. And the week is barely starting. Yeah, there's been just like the Etika, the big YouTube game streamer, jumped off a bridge.
Yeah.
And found his body in the water.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
I didn't know him. I knew Alan, so that's a little, the Alan thing's a little worse for me, but obviously I don't want anyone yeah. to end their life. We don't even know what happened to Alan, so
yeah, we don't know
what's we don't know what
yet.
Happened to him. And I'm not gonna give any opinions until I'm told specifically what happened to him.
He's gone. That's the only opinion you need, man. He was a friend
know,
of the show.
I know he was
gonna be missed.
I know he was in Vegas for a few days. And yeah. those are the last tweets on his Twitter. Was he like
his last tweet
Vegas.
Was picking on Maddox, right?
Yeah,
fuck
it's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, when especially when you've been around longer, and you know, you get older, and you see oh, yeah. friends pass away, it's not easy. I mean, I've lost members of my community, and it sucks. It yeah. really freaking sucks.
Yeah. Come Messiah also said, "Gonna miss Alan in chat. Tipping extra tonight for you, buddy. Thank you, Come Messiah." Victor Melendez says, I hope we hear details soon about what happened. He was an awesome guest. He was. He really was. I always look forward to having him on the show. It sucks he never will be again. Michael Anderson, Billy, is Fruit Fly the name you're looking for Fag Hag? Fruit Fly makes more sense than Beard. Like, Beard is a completely different thing
before.
For me. Yeah, a Fruit Fly?
Fruit Fly.
It makes sense. But
it should be maybe. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't know what's pejorative or not anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
You gotta ask around because, like, for example, when I grew up, like the term queer, I would never use it. It's just not a term that I use. I find it to be offensive. But everybody's like, oh no, that's it's fine. And I think with the normalization, like queer eye for the straight guy, it became a kind of a household word. So the more millennials, yeah. they preferred that term queer. I'm old school and I don't like that particular term. I don't use it myself.
Yeah.
It's all, again, offense has to be taken, not given. So if somebody is not offended by that word queer, fine. I just prefer not to use it, you know?
Yeah, I got friend of the family who was like old, like Stonewall era gay guy, and the word queer offends him more than the fag word.
And yeah, because back in the 70s and 80s, it's like that word was offensive.
Yeah.
And Chris Xavier says, RIP Allen, if you want to hear a great morning song, check out Gift of a Thistle from Braveheart.
Steve, did you see the video that Brett Keane made about you where he can't get your name right?
Yeah. Can I say something about that?
Sure.
Okay. So Brett Keane I known him for a very, very long time. Okay. He's been, you know, he's been around forever and a day. And I used to go and hang out with him, and he knows exactly who I am. We've talked about biology numerous times. He knows my freaking last name. Okay. That was contrived bullshit, because he's in this going, oh, well, Steve, whatever his last name is, McCree,
whatever the fuck this asshole's name is.
I mean, he's just so freaking bad at lying. It's ridiculous.
Either that or he's just dumb. I am willing to side on that he's just too dumb to remember your name. He can't keep straight who he's fucked with and who is on his side anymore, because he's just fucked over everyone he knows. So I think
I will give him the benefit of the doubt. He might be that dumb, maybe, but it's still, I find it very doubtful, because, you know, he was just on the Non Sequitur show like a couple weeks before.
He was talking shit. He kept throwing in how, oh, I didn't recognize him because he looks way older now. Motherfucker looks like he's 75 and he's like 40.
Yeah, he's younger than I am.
Right. I could have went to high school with this guy, and he looks like he could be my grandfather. Seriously.
Yeah. He's not going to age well. Yeah, he has not aged well at all.
He doesn't have one tooth left in his whole fucking head.
What if he, like, Benjamin Buttons, and he starts to turn around now? He gets, like, really young baby looking, a little baby manatee.
You don't even know what he used to, like, how he used to look.
I kind of know. I've seen some of the old stuff.
We've seen his Karate Kyle. Oh, no, that's Vaughn.
But he's still...
I get him all... It doesn't matter with these guys anymore. They're all they're cut from the same cloth.
His profile picture is from him, like, 20 years ago, where he still has teeth, and he's, like, 50 pounds lighter, and he has way more hair.
We also got one from Donald J. Trump.
No way.
Yeah, Donald J. Trump said, can I deport the gay clown?
Sure.
So you could do that, Donald J. Trump. And then, of course, we got a few T-shirts, a few new patrons.
Thank you so much, T-shirt people. And by the way, I did have someone send in to me them sitting on their motorcycle wearing the shirt.
And I had someone also send in to me with the mug.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, you have the mug?
As my mom bought it.
Oh, your mom bought it?
Yeah, I went to visit her, and I saw the mug in her cupboard.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, I got to take a picture with this, mom, so I can show everybody that you supported the stream.
We're on a mug. Thanks, Billy's mom.
My mom really likes watching you, Ben.
I'm on a mug, too. Really? Which I never got a dime for.
Fuck.
But I'm on a mug.
Yeah, dude, that is a classic line now. You've got my face on a mug! I've rewatched...
Live in perpetuity on the internet. Yeah, okay.
In perpetuity, that's another one. So when are you putting that on a shirt? Because it should be on one.
I don't think I'm going to do any merchandise. You know, we're revamping my entire channel. We're getting a lot of friends of mine to come in and help out. I got a new system here that... somebody had purchased for me. I don't think I'm going to do merch. I don't know. You know.
See how long you can go without the fans demanding it, and then you'll have to break
I've
down
already
one day.
Seen people ask for that. The in perpetuity shirt. You could put the definition beneath it too. Like, yeah, make the shirt like a dictionary definition.
If I do something like that, then I'll work it out with like our producer, like Bullinator. He was supposed to do some of the merch originally. Kyle didn't want that. I think he was being greedy. But I was willing to have him do most of the merch and take a percentage of that, and that way he had some income for producing the show, because he wasn't getting scraps from it either. So I wanted to include Bullinator on that. So I might consider something like that.
Yeah.
Lord G. Awesome. Marcus with the manatee shirt.
Yeah, the manatee shirt was something Billy drew live during the post show, which is great. And there are other things. I think we're going to move into DP action.
He called me, sir. It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. Jimmy Dore.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
And you better well learn to love it.
All right. So Donald Trump, he's all over with Iran. It's like one time it's he's going to attack Iran, but then he doesn't. At the last minute, because he says he doesn't want to kill people. And then after that, he does economic sanctions. So here he is. He's warning Iran.
There were new insults and threats today from both sides in the escalating dispute between the U.S. and Iran. The president warned Iran to back off after it shot down an American drone.
They find the worst pictures of him.
Is there any good ones?
Yeah, look at this.
Chip Reed is at the White House.
President Trump today took the rhetoric with Iran from hot to incendiary in a tweet stating, any attack by Iran on anything American will be met with great and overwhelming force. In some areas, overwhelming will mean obliteration. Later in the Oval Office, he was asked if he has an exit strategy if war does break out with Iran.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
You're not going to need an exit strategy. I don't need exit strategies.
This is a commander-in-chief of the armed forces here, people.
He doesn't need an exit strategy. That means he thinks he can go into war whenever he wants. He doesn't need a strategy to get out.
What an idiot.
Wow.
After that cryptic answer, he was asked if Iran takes his threats seriously.
I think everybody does. I think you do too. Goodbye.
Earlier, it was Iranian President Hassan Rouhani who ratcheted up the rhetoric, calling new U.S. sanctions outrageous and idiotic, and accusing the White House of being afflicted by mental retardation. Strong.
Wow. Okay. Holy shit.
On comments from a man who is considered a moderate voice in a regime of hardliners. The U.S. sanctions were in retaliation for the shooting down by Iran of a U.S. drone last week. Rouhani today called that a great thing to do. Iran says the new sanctions make future negotiations impossible. President Trump, though, did suggest that the door to diplomacy is still open.
When they're ready, they'll let us know. Very simple.
But Democratic Senator Bob Menendez said the White House has no plan to get to the negotiating table.
And what it's doing is building pressure. And when you have a pressure cooker that has no escape valve, all it does is explode.
Great analogy.
I have a pressure cooker. It's got an escape valve. If I don't release that valve, it will explode.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Actually, the Boston Marathon bombing was done with a pressure cooker. Yeah.
Like an Instapot?
Yeah, but it had like explosive material inside of it, like combustible material.
Do you guys know where the drone was? Do you guys know if the drone was actually in international waters or closer to Iran is what they were saying? I mean, you would think that has GPS, right? So you think that somebody would know exactly its coordinates when it got shot down.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to shoot it down. They're going to shoot it down if they want to, if it's close enough to them. And it was an unmanned.
A big one, too. Do you see the size of that thing?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Massive. That's not up there to take pictures. That's there to shoot things from the sky. So,
yeah, that's a weapon.
Yeah.
Amazon wants them to go to war over this so they can have more right to shoot people when they attack their delivery drones. Amazon wants
that. No way.
Amazon wants the right to retaliation, so they're pro-Trump here. They're like, go kill Iran for that.
And CBS News has confirmed that in the days after that drone was shot down by Iran last week, the U.S. military launched a major cyber attack against an Iranian-backed terrorist group.
They sent hackers after them.
They just loaded their computers with CP.
Think anyone you know?
My hacker friends?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. I got a couple of hacker friends that probably know their way around an Iranian fucking motherboard.
However, it is not clear if that cyber attack was successful. Maurice?
Okay, Chip Reed at the White House tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard so many people say, will Trump take us to war before the election to ensure his victory?
Wag the dog kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, don't you have a better chance of being reelected if you're in war as the president?
Yes.
Well, I think Well, is it reelected? Or I think that if you're in war, you can't remove a sitting president during wartime situation, could you? I don't think you even have the election.
If they lose the election. Well,
I thought you don't have it. I thought if it would be extended. If they go to war, there's an actual formal declaration of war, the president continues on until that's resolved. That's how I understood it.
I don't know. I don't think we've ever had a formal declaration of war in my life. So I've never seen that.
World War II, I think, was the last.
Yeah,
Vietnam wasn't a formal. Korea wasn't formal.
So you think Trump is about to start a formal war?
I don't think. Well, he couldn't start it on his own. Congress would have to vote on a
Congress
formal war.
Congress has to declare war, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's not going
to
happen.
I don't see his point. We had a quagmire with Iraq, and now he wants to do the same damn thing with Iran?
Who knows what he wants to do?
I mean, he's all over. He's all over with it. He tried to make it good with Kim Jong-un, and that fell through. That's the only, like, diplomatic thing I've seen him do, really. And he's talked mad shit, though. But, and he keeps doing the, I have Iranian friends. He's been pulling the, I have Iranian friends. I'm from New York. There's a lot of Iranians there. They're good people.
They used to slumlord the buildings that I was too rich to purchase.
He thinks Kim Jong is a good person.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. He's got a ton of good people that flopped on him and turned on him. He's like, they're horrible people. I just hope Vince McMahon and Trump never have a falling out.
I was hoping he would get rid of Pence because he doesn't trust Pence anymore and take Vince McMahon
as the vice president. Yeah. The Vince president.
When he runs again, does he have to run with Pence, or can he pick somebody else?
He does not. He does not have to.
Else, right? I think he would.
It's happened before. The presidents have switched vice presidents. It's been a while.
Well, they keep suggesting there's a mole in the administration, and that the mole that was using similar wording that Pence had used before.
Yeah.
And so they were suggesting it might be Pence. Like, if he removed Pence just because of that, that'd be badass. I'd give Trump kudo points for that. If he just pulled Pence out because he thought he might be the mole and replaced him with like a meatloaf.
Well, I think he's paranoid to everybody. I don't think he probably trusts anybody in his cabinet.
Yeah. I want him to bring in Dennis Rodman as the vice president.
Sorry about that, old chap. Sorry. Sorry. Welcome aboard. Mike. What was that? Listen. Just get it out of your system.
No, I'm fine.
I insist. We can work together better if you just got
a mole! Bloody mole! We're not supposed to talk about the bloody mole, but there's a bloody mole winking me in the face!
That was a secret. That was a secret conversation of Trump talking
between
about
Trump
the mole.
Between Trump and Pence?
Yeah.
It did sound like Trump at the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, wait. I should be the new White House press secretary. I can make people love Trump.
Mole!
Plus, I look like a masculine Huckabee Sanders anyways. I look like Daddy Huckabee Sanders.
Did she say something about her leaving with her integrity intact or something along those lines? Like, she doesn't think that she lied or misled people the entire time she was the White House press secretary. I was like, come on. That job must be the most difficult job in the world trying to cover up for the things that Trump does.
Right.
Come on.
But
Dana Perino did it for Bush with style and grace.
Should I apply with my resume of all my horrible friends that I've defended?
Yeah.
You should.
You should.
Go for it.
I would like to
be
the press secretary.
I would laugh so hard.
I'll make a YouTube video as a resume.
Do it.
This is the times I defended Onision and Martin Shkreli, and I defended good people.
Here's San Francisco's the first U.S. city to ban e-cigarettes.
And we will be working towards these goals with my colleagues and the merchants represented on the smog working group.
And prohibits the sale and distribution to any person in San Francisco of flavored tobacco products and electronic cigarettes that require but have not yet received an FDA order approving their marketing.
We spent the 90s battling big tobacco, and now we see its new form through e-cigarettes. I'm not going to put profits of big tobacco over the health of our children and our young people.
Okay. I'm not surprised this happened. I remember a time when e-cigarettes were new and you could literally like use one anywhere inside.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to like anywhere and just e-cig all I wanted. No one said shit. And if someone was like, don't smoke, I'm like, it's not smoke.
It's vape, dumbass.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the problem with them is that they're dangerous. Just recently, another one exploded. Cracked a guy's jaw on the whole nine yards. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of to be... something to be to take into account when you have somebody that's under the age of 18 that wants to take that security, you know, that risk to themselves. They may not be aware that those things can blow up.
Yeah, the banning of e-cigarettes, it's just in San Francisco now, right? California is always ahead of the curve with this shit, though.
I had one. Here it is. I still have it, but I haven't used it in forever.
You afraid it's going to blow up in your mouth?
No, I just stopped liking it. It gave me this weird, like, cotton mouth almost that was not good. The one my favorite vape juice had nicotine and caffeine in it. And I fucking loved that shit.
That would have been cool.
Oh, man. It was great.
Do you think it's the cigarette companies that are trying to put the kibosh on them?
No, because I think the cigarette companies would try to get in on
it. I think they're... Aren't they into the profits on that?
I would think so.
They get a piece of that.
Yeah.
Someone said blow up in the chat. Yeah, like the batteries burst. Just like cell phones. Cell phone batteries burst from time to time, too. I mean, it depends on where it's made and how well it's made. People will buy, like, off-market batteries for their cell phone, and those will blow up in their hand.
Kyocera, boom.
Yeah. If you're watching right now, guys, please like the stream and make sure you're still subscribed. Everyone, just check the subscribe thing right now. See if you're still subscribed.
Do a subscribe. Do a like. Do all that good stuff.
Here's, they're going to make weed legal in Chicago.
Is it Illinois the 11th state now?
Ladies and gentlemen, change is hard. But who's an essential tenet of good governance is
the governor of Illinois.
Boy, he looks like him.
He looks
and
like Chris Christie's little brother.
Yeah, looks like him and Chris Christie got down on a fucking biscuits and gravy together, like they were
Chris Krispy Kreme,
Chris Krispy, and fucking JB Pretzel King, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Recognizing the need to change the laws that have failed. In the past 50 years, the war on cannabis has destroyed families, filled prisons with nonviolent offenders, and disproportionately disrupted black and brown communities.
And birth
each
all these
year, law
fat
enforcement across
boys.
The nation has spent billions of dollars to enforce the criminalization of cannabis. Despite all the research...
I can't take this guy seriously. He's just a little fucking butterball.
He's the governor.
Look at his chin flying out of that fucking necktie, dude.
A lot of politicians are fat. Actually, you know, he looks a lot like the guy who was governor of New Mexico when I lived there.
He looks a lot like Hervé Villachez or whatever.
The
plane, boss, the plane.
I don't think he's that small.
He's not that small, but he's proportionately.
So this guy was the governor of New Mexico when I lived there.
Dude, what's up with these fat fucks?
But this guy's like Hispanic.
Yeah. He's got some dimples though.
Yeah, Bill Richardson.
This gentleman has no dimples.
Research and evidence that it's safer than alcohol, yet its consumption remains widespread. It's also consumed equally across racial lines. Studies have shown time and time again that black and
white... Why do you bring up racial lines and the white woman in the back giggles?
She goes,
but the black woman in the back's like, who the fuck cares? Yeah, it's fucking weed, motherfucker.
The black one's like, okay, yeah, whatever. The white chick is like, yes, we can smoke weed. She looks she's like high right now.
Yeah.
She's having a good old time.
Oh, God.
White people tend to use cannabis at the same rates, but black people are far more likely to be arrested for possession.
That's true.
This is the truth of the war on drugs in every state, and Illinois is no different. In 2010, a report from the ACLU found that black people made up 15% of...
Why does he keep passing the pens back? That's
Illinois' population, but nearly 60% of its cannabis possession arrests.
Is it a vape pen?
A vape pen.
In the past,
vape
our pen. State has spent more money per capita on cannabis possession enforcement than almost every other state.
I like how many of the women
state.
Are wearing green.
Illinoisans have had...
This is actually great because, I mean, now both the second and third largest cities in the United States will have legal cannabis.
Enough. They know that what we're doing isn't working.
Maybe they'll calm down in Chicago and start and stop shooting each other now too.
Yeah,
I wonder how many
there smoke weed, right?
Yeah, I wonder how many of these shootings and shit were the result of
not weed, dude.
Oh, it
not
could be.
No, it was crack.
I mean, how do you know?
Because they're fucking...
Dude, we're being a little stereotypical, aren't you?
Oh, not at all. No, selling weed is for little kids.
Anyway.
I don't
know. No.
There's no money in weed.
There's still money in weed in places where it's illegal. Like, dude, you've lived here way too long, motherfucker. Right. You talk about a city with 7 million people where weed's illegal and there's no money in it?
When I was in middle school...
Listen to me. Listen to what I just said and acknowledge it.
You're right.
And tell me how I'm wrong. A city with 7 million people with weed illegal. There's no money in that?
I mean, there's some money, but not as much as the fucking crack, dude.
How much did Colorado make the first day they legalized it?
I mean, on the books, how much did they make?
If it wasn't making money for the illegal, before it became all legal, these people weren't making money with the distribution and manufacture of weed. They wouldn't be doing it. There was a hell of a lot of money to be made there.
Yeah, there is money there, but it's like selling weed is not as lucrative as selling fucking weed.
I guarantee you, because I knew it was happening in Ohio, too, there's still people getting shot and killed over weed. Absolutely.
Probably.
I knew someone who was shot and killed over weed.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I knew people that got into fights when they got, you know, back in the day, like you were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah, dude.
People would get a 5-bag or a 9-bag.
Someone fronted out some weed to someone. With the understanding that they were going to sell it and give them part of the profits, but they ended up just smoking it all or whatever. They didn't call the cops on that dude.
Well, they just let him
have
the weed?
They fucked that dude up.
Oh.
Yeah, they did. Or if you got a dime bag, it was all weed, it was all seeds and stems and crap like that. People get upset with that. Oh, yeah. People were... Back then, it was extremely volatile. Trust me.
When I was in middle school... If you sold weed, you were cool. But if you went to high school and sold weed, you were a loser.
Well, you're incarcerated.
In high school, they're like, dude, you better at least sell like ecstasy or cocaine or something. Selling weeds for middle schoolers.
Growing up.
It's not about how cool it is, Billy. We're not gauging it by coolness factor.
When I would hang out with my friend Tyreek, he would sell crack, and he was ahead of the curve. He would sell crack because
he
knew weed.
He
knew
ahead.
Weed was
yeah.
the thing of the past. He's like, weed is for dorks, dude. You got to sell crack like me. And I was like, geez, Tyreek. Thank you for this beautiful heads up.
Your friend Tyreek, not an authority on the black market of cannabis.
Why it's got to be a black market?
See how he'll just keep arguing even when there's like nowhere left to go.
He should be the quintessential defense attorney for anybody who ever gets into any shit.
The climate crisis has prompted UN warnings and global protests and resulted in billions of dollars in damages for everything from intensifying hurricanes to devastating droughts. And in Oregon, the climate crisis has also prompted all of the Republican state senators to walk out of the Capitol and in some cases flee the state just so they can avoid voting on a bill about it. Before you ask, no, this is not a headline from The Onion. And get this, it is not the first time Oregon lawmakers, both Democrat and Republican, have pulled this kind of stunt. CNN Politics and editor-at-large Chris Saliza is in Washington. Chris Saliza, how did we get here? Where APB on these senators, where are they?
Well, good to see democracy working well, right, Burke? Okay, so here are the 11. Now, what they are doing is this. There's something called a quorum in almost every legislative body, including Congress. So essentially means there has to be a minimum number of elected officials in the chamber itself.
Why is showing up optional when that's the biggest part of their job? I've never understood this with both state and federal senators and congressmen. Like, they get paid all this public money and reap all these benefits, and they can just keep getting reelected for the rest of their lives, but they don't have to show up to vote when that's what they get hired
yeah,
to do?
Yeah, it's because it's all a scam. All of it's a scam to make us think that they're important and that they're necessary, but really they're just there to buffer bullshit and make deals for the fucking corporations.
Yeah, I mean, there's time to abstain, don't get me wrong, but you don't abstain by, one, leaving the area so you're not there for the vote. And if you abstain too much, then what the hell are you doing there? I mean, your whole point of putting somebody in that position is to represent their constituents. And if they're not voting on these bills to the benefit of a constituent or to vote against it if they don't think it benefits their constituents, then what the hell are they being paid for?
Yeah, I say cut their pay at that point.
Exactly.
in order to do any official business, including voting. So the issue is not whether if these 11 people, these 11 Republicans voted against this bill, which would effectively cap greenhouse gas emissions, it would still pass. If there was any vote, it would still pass. There are enough Democrats in the Oregon State Senate, and the governor, Kate Brown, is a Democrat.
Adam E. says, I get shatter for five grams for $80 in Arizona. Back in Ohio, is barely getting 3.5 grams for 100.
Democrats, so it would pass. So what they are doing
legalize
is
it, Ohio.
Essentially, if you go back 30 years in basketball, North Carolina famously had the four corners offense. There was no shot clock. So once they got ahead, they would just hold the ball and let time run out, because if the other team doesn't have the ball, they can't score, they can't win. That's what's happening here. I knew I put that North Carolina mention in there for you. That's what's happening here. The legislative session ends June the 30th, which means if they can stay out of the chamber, and the state police have called them and said, hey, we'd like to have you come back, but they've not gone and got them. Many of them you mentioned out of state, many of them in Republican-friendly Idaho, by the way. Then this bill will die, and even Democrats are saying it's probably dead. One other quick thing. You've mentioned this has happened before. It has.
So they're leaving the state because they just don't want their name voting for or against it?
Well,
what is the bill, though? I mean, do you guys know?
They said it was a climate bill.
Climate change bill.
That's vague.
I'm sure it's a lot of the similar stuff that AOC was talking about and they were trying to pass here in Seattle. Most of it did pass here in Seattle. I think Seattle's a very green, or is Washington State's very green proposals for building and stuff. We don't know the specifics of it, but they did say that there's enough Democrats that if they did vote, that they would win no problem. So these guys are just fleeing the state and not showing up until this runs out, and that will destroy the bill, even though there's enough Democrats there to fucking vote it in. Like, why can't they just vote without these fuckers if they don't show up?
I don't get it. And I'm not an expert on how this works, especially for Oregon specifically. I have no idea. I just find it weird. Here they passed like a green energy bill recently, where I think in like 25 years or something, they want to be totally renewable. From was it like 25 to 30 years, something like that? I don't know. And I'm surprised that in Oregon, of all places, they would be kind of shy to even vote for or against it.
But is it because they don't want their name attached to something that they think, for example, let's say that the bill is to limit emission controls or something like that, something to try to minimize the extent of the climate change going on. Are they afraid they're going to get some kind of a problem with the big conglomerates like the oils and natural gas and all this other stuff? I mean, are they thinking that something's going to be affecting their reelection ability?
Probably.
I don't know why they're just saying, you know what? I don't want to vote on this bill, whether it helps the world or not. Whatever.
Well, because if they come and they vote, they lose. But if they run away and they can't, because there's more Democrats than Republicans by far in Oregon. They're saying
you still should vote on it.
By not showing up, the vote can't happen and the bill's going to die. So they're effectively holding the bill hostage by not showing
That's
up.
That's cowardly, though.
It's fucked up.
That's why they shouldn't get paid.
Getting paid. They should. You should hit them with that car. Let's pretend they kick dogs.
I'm not going to pretend.
They're all puppy kickers.
Yeah, they kick puppies, Ben. Get them.
Kick puppies.
Get them, Ben.
GOP kick puppies.
All right. Check this out, Billy. It's this guy here. Check this out. This is out there.
Montgomery Community Media presents primary election 2018, the day after.
Look who it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hi, I'm Doug Tolman, and I'm here interviewing Robert Dyer, another of the winners from Tuesday night's primary election. Mr. Dyer ran for at-large on the county council on the Republican ticket. Why do you want to be on the council?
Well, I think we've been going the wrong direction, for the last year almost.
We've been watching this guy's trollish YouTube videos for a while, and I just found out today that he's some kind of politician.
Some kind.
In a primary campaign, and the main issue has been how many Democrats.
He does Mountain Dew reviews. He does reviews of Mountain Dew.
It says here he's the Democratic primary winner. I thought they said he was running as Republican a second ago.
Democrats are running, and I think now we can actually start to come to grips with the real issues that I'm running on, which are why don't we have the M83 highway and why haven't we widened I-270 to help residents in the upcountry? Why are schools failing?
This guy's rock and roll.
Yeah.
And declining while we're spending more money than ever.
Do you think he's related to Chicken Little?
He's related to something. I don't know. I just wanted to show you that. There's really not too much to say about it.
Oh, dude, there's so much to say about it. I love that. Women with mental age of child must have a abortion against her will, court rules.
So would that be something against what JF?
I think she would like to have a baby in the same way she would like to have a nice doll. What? Oh, this is a rough one right here. This is really fucking tough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for bodily autonomy, but I mean, obviously, you know, you have parental considerations, you have age considerations. Yeah. I don't know. This would be rough.
A judge.
How old was she?
We'll probably. I mean, she's in her 20s. A judge has ruled that a pregnant woman.
Child. Okay.
Yeah. A judge has ruled that a pregnant woman with limited mental capacity must have an abortion. The woman is in her 20s and 22 weeks pregnant, but has the mental age of a child, aged between 6 and 9, the court heard. A police investigation into how she fell pregnant is ongoing. Miss Justice Levin, the judge overseeing proceedings, heard that the circumstances of the conception were unclear. The woman has a mood disorder and a learning disorder. She currently lives with her mother.
Okay, so she's an adult. See, I don't think the judge has authority to do this. It just seems weird to me.
The case was heard at the Court of Protection, where issues relating to people with reduced mental capacity are decided. The judge said evidence indicated the woman wanted to keep the baby. She ruled that an abortion should still be carried out, as a balance of evidence showed that a termination was in the woman's best interest. I am acutely conscious of the fact that for the state to order a woman to have a termination where it appears that she doesn't want... It is an immense intrusion, she said.
I like the accent.
I have to operate in her best interest, not on society's views of termination. The woman's mother, former midwife who opposes abortion, had offered to care for the child with her daughter's help.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
The
All
mom
right.
was going
to
care for
when
the...
When someone is willing to step in and be like, well, I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah, how is this in her best interest? She hasn't made a case that this is in the woman's best interest.
But the judge pointed out that the social workers were unlikely to accept this because of the risks posed by the woman's psychological limitations. She said that if the baby stayed with the mother, the woman might have to leave her home. Oh, you think so? Is this the type of woman that, like, has abuse problems due to her mental abilities? Like, is this a child safety issue? Like, is there more to this we just don't see?
Doesn't sound like it. I mean, that would
we don't
be
we don't know, right? We don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
either
so
way.
When we don't know, we don't assume. A
yeah,
bunch
can't
of
speculate on it. Yeah.
Well, right. I'm trying to figure out a way why this judge would rule this. You know, there's got to be some sort of line here. Like we don't know, but
I'm assuming it's a fucked up law that should have more nuance to it. Especially they should take into consideration when someone is going to take care of the baby.
The baby might also have to live with foster carers or be placed for adoption. I think she would suffer greater trauma from having a baby removed, Miss Justice Levin said. It would be
a real baby. I don't buy this at all. This does sound like something from like a Bad Onion thing.
It's
because
not,
I don't
though.
Think a judge has. What's that?
It's not, though. That's the crazy
part. I know.
Part.
I know. I mean, I just can't imagine a judge doing this, because I guarantee if you had a different judge, they'd probably do a complete opposite.
And this is in the UK.
Pregnancy, although real to her, doesn't have a baby outside her body she can touch. The NHS Trust, which oversees the woman's care, had asked the court to proceed with an abortion, though a social worker and lawyers acting on behalf of the woman said the pregnancy should continue. Wow. This is strange.
If that's what she wants, look at, if that's what she wants, okay, she obviously is not to the point of mental diminished capability to the point where she doesn't understand what's going on, it sounds. It sounds like she's aware. She may not be fully competent to take care of herself and a child as stands, but the mother was willing to help. That does not mean to me it constitute a judge coming in and say, you know what, we're going to override your bodily autonomy, we're going to override what you want, and we're going to do what I want. I don't know any judge with that how they think that's a good idea.
The judge said she had to make an enormous decision on the basis of what was best for the woman, and that some of the evidence heard was heartbreaking. We didn't know what the evidence was.
Yeah,
she
that's
noted
true.
That
I
the
mean,
woman had no sense of what having a baby meant. The judge said, I think she would like to have a baby in the same way she would like to have a nice doll. The pregnant woman lives in London area but cannot be publicly named. When asked for questioning, the woman said, JF! JF! I think I ate too much mayonnaise. My belly hurts. JF!
God, that's pretty good.
JF!
That's really good, actually.
I think the mayonnaise has gone bad. My tummy aches.
It's mean, but that's a pretty good imitation.
It's mean
actually.
As fuck.
That is mean. You're cruel. You're cruel,
hell
man.
Yeah. No. Hell yeah. I'm cruel and cool. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, without knowing more information, I can't really weigh in, but it sounds just strange to me.
100% it sounds ridiculous and strange, and I'm with you on this, but I'm like, in what world would a judge, because judges usually, they rule within the lines of the law, right? And mm-hmm. they're very strict to the law, so somewhere the law must have put this in her mind that this is the thing to do, because this is a woman who wants to have a baby. Yeah, she's fucked up, mentally unfit, but her mother wants to help. And even the social workers, where they were saying, were like, okay with it. It's weird.
And adoption is a thing, too. I mean, I don't see if the argument is such that the woman is of diminished capacity, what she doesn't understand is just like a doll, she's probably not going to have the understanding of being upset if somebody adopts it, like the mother adopts the child or something like that. I mean, she'll probably be like, oh, you know, you have a new doll now. I can play with that doll. And you have a child that actually has a loving, caring family. So I don't, again, without knowing more, I'm just adamantly against what the judge is doing here.
Mommy? Can I have a baby? I'll hug her and squeeze her and love her.
Oh, my God.
But if she don't move no more, you can have her back?
Oh, my God.
I don't know you, man. I don't know you.
Yeah, he'll... Oh, man. Try walking around with him in public, because he does this shit in public, too.
Try being seen with him in public. Probably not.
I like it.
No,
it's fun.
I'll
like
have it. A beer with Billy one of these days.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You guys would trick me under the table, man. It wouldn't be any fun, man. You'd have like two beers and I'd be passed out. So
I don't even drink anymore. Sad.
Every now and then on an occasion, like the last time we drank was when we did the spin till you spew thing, and like before that it had been like a year.
I have a rum and coke night thing, and somebody had bought me a bottle of Johnny Walker Black, which was delicious, by the way. But it's gonna last me a very, very long time. But did you win? Did you do okay?
I did win against Billy, and then we had a draw in the last one against Sophie because it went on so long. And we were just like, all right, well, we'll have to call it a draw and we'll come back and do it again another time. But
you need an excuse to drink more at another time. Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't need an excuse. I could do it without being on a video. You
true.
Know? Yeah. But speaking of excuses to drink.
You're turning on 9/11
mode? 9/11
mode. It's going to spin the wheel, make a deal?
For every 9/11.
For every $9.11 donation, you'll give that wheel a spin?
Yeah.
Can you break down to the wheel? Okay, I'm going to guess at this. Can I do that?
Yeah, I think they mean.
Okay. Yes. So obviously wasabi would be, well, wasabi. By the way, I don't know how you eat that stuff straight. That's impressive.
It's gross.
It burns your face too.
Oh, yes, it does. Weed, what do you just take a hit?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The last time we were doing it, we were zapping ourselves instead of smoking weed, which I think is way more pleasurable. We were zapping ourselves with
electric. Shock collar? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real quick, Puffleupagus said, sorry, Billy, that's absolutely where I have to draw the line. You can't be making fucking jokes about the mentally handicapped like that. Normally, I would 100% agree with you, except they're not mentally capable of understanding the jokes.
Oh, my God.
No, it's a fucking joke, dude. I'm not over here picking on mentally handicapped people. I think that's for one.
Just one in particular.
Well, I mean, JF has a history.
Well,
and
yeah, but
it's comical.
Seems nice. I don't play. Well, I mean,
does
I
she seem nice?
She's a victim of anything else. I mean,
she definitely has some victimization tendencies, but also she is she's anti like okay.
Okay. Let me put this one. Go ahead. Here's your shovel. Dig.
I'm trying to find a way to put this where I don't have to sound like a little bitch for talking shit to somebody. She's homophobic. She says she tries to fuck gay guys to keep them from being gay. She says she supposedly allegedly sprayed up a police station with all this fucking anti
remember that, yeah.
Propaganda, this pro-white bullshit. And I have no love loss for her. She goes on camera. This is the thing, right? When people go on camera and put themselves out there in the public, they put themselves in the line of fire for critique, commentary, and comedy. Okay?
Yes and no. I mean, oh, man. That's a fine line, dude.
If you want to be on camera, if you want to be part of, if you want to play player kill in a game, you want to PK, you want to player kill, you can get killed. She wants to go on and make commentary and attack people online.
But do you think she's aware of it? I mean,
she's aware enough.
Right? We put ourselves out there. We get shit left and right.
It's just.
So real quick. So R is, yeah, I assume, rum. V is vodka. W is whiskey. And T is tequila, right?
Vodka, whiskey, tequila, rum. The wasabi's warm.
That would kill me, mixing drinks like that, different types. I couldn't do that. I would die. I can't even drink tequila straight. What'd it land on?
Wasabi. Ben was hoping to get a
shot. That'd be the worst one, though. That'd be the one I would hate the most. I like wasabi, but like a dab, right?
He was hoping to get a little shot. But yeah, when I make fun of people, the imperative word here is operative word or whatever is fun.
The imperative word for the imperative.
Yeah, the operative word is fun. The impaired word is the operative word is fun. It's just a little fun. If you really feel like I'm picking on a poor, defenseless, special needs woman, then I guess that sounds pretty bad, but I'm picking on the idea of JF having a serial habit of dating women who might not be legally consenting in many states, and it's a parody. If you really get worked up over it, I'm very sorry. I never want anything bad to happen to this girl, but I also don't think that people are beyond commentary just because they might not be.
There's nothing to be said for that. Yeah. I agree with you. She puts herself out there, and the internet is not a safe place.
And to top it off, I'm so fucking smart, right? That you regular folks watching at home are on her level compared to her on your level, right? So
helping.
Me making fun of you guys is like me picking on her, right? So like I'm picking two grades down. So you feel bad for picking on her, but I'm picking on you guys. It's just the same to me as me picking on her because you're all retarded compared to how smart I am.
That's rough, Billy. It must be rough. You are like up there. Yeah.
With that said, we are going to pause for a quick message from our sponsors. We'll be back in 1 minute. You don't want to go anywhere. You want to catch this
ad. There might be another spin when you come back, too. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Will there be? Will there be? Will there be?
Support for the Drunken Peasants podcast comes from Manscaped, number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. I remember one time I nicked my taint shaving with a regular razor. Not only was I bleeding down there, but every time I sat, it was very, very uncomfortable. That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past, and you don't need to use the same trimmer on your face. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not on the smelliest part of your body?
always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag with the code PEASANTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code PEASANTS, PEASANTS.
All right, we're almost back. We're kind of, oh, there we are. We are back now. All right. Thanks for waiting, guys.
I think we got another 9/11 too, right?
Oh, did we?
I believe there was two here.
All right. If there's another one, I'll do it.
Yeah, we have one from Lord Magicus and then Greg Norton from earlier. Oh, no. I
did the other one. So Billy, what is his least favorite? Is it the wasabi?
Wait, there's three. Yeah, there's three 9/11 modes. Thick sole also. The wasabi's pretty gross.
Yeah, that would be like horrible, I think.
Papa Het says, I'm always on the lookout for new ways to shave my balls.
Always, yeah. That's dangerous down there. You got to be real careful.
Use the code. Vodka's one. Use the Drunken Peasants code. Get yourself some Manscaped. Yeah, that helps the show. Like, if you It helps the show if you use the code. Yeah, everybody says it makes it look bigger,
it's fucking true, man.
Tequila and vodka.
Ooh.
Every time I shave, it doesn't look any bigger. It just looks less like a Sasquatch. And Sasquatch is one of the biggest animals.
Less magnification. That's all.
True.
Yeah. So let me ask you: is these individual shots, or could you like mix them together and do one?
I would prefer. I would prefer not to mix them.
That would be nasty, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's icky.
I have for the tequila, I have this tequila Blanco 1800 silver.
Just looking at tequila makes me sick.
I can't do tequila, man. No way.
I can do it, but I don't like it. The only time I like tequila is when there's a hot girl drinking with me.
Cheers.
Oh, I'll do a tequila shooter off her belly button, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Oh, I love how you guys both agree that that's how you end up drinking tequila.
It's with hot girls, isn't dude.
Wait,
100%
of the time. I thought that was like the only way to drink tequila. There's others?
Well, yeah, because tequila has weird effects on
people.
There
is good tasting tequila, actually. There's tequila that you can put in a glass and just sip on it, almost like a scotch or something.
I like the tequila it's like from the agave plant, that's non-filtered, that's non-processed.
Oh, mezcal? Are you talking about mezcal?
Like mezcal, yeah, like a mezcal bar. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I spilled.
Careful there, Spilly the fridge.
Spilly. Damn it.
Yeah, I. Whoa, shit. Oh damn! Dude, Ben's fucked up. We might have to turn 9/11 mode off. he's breaking shit.
Where's that wasabi?
Mm-hmm. Mm. But.
Oh.
You are a professional. I'll give you that.
Tequila has effects on certain people. Like, some people will drink tequila. A lot of guys I know will drink tequila and they'll fight.
Right.
A lot of girls I know will drink tequila and they'll turn into little little dirty girls.
Guess what?
Sure.
That's what it's for. Tequila. It's for the dirty girls.
Guess what?
If it was for alcohol, I'd never get paid.
What have we got here? Let me find something good.
Some good stuff.
This long list of stuff that we have here. Where's that one that I got? I don't know. We'll go through.
This just got weird.
What?
Why? I don't know. Someone commented, this just got weird. And I'm like,
you know what I really don't fucking like?
What?
Because I hate the start up and stop cars. Every fucking car. They go to red light, they stop, they start up. I fucking hate it. You cannot tell me that that's economically fuel efficient or even better on an engine at the start and stop, start and stop. I fucking hate it. I hate when I'm at Dunkin' Donuts and I hear a car starting up. I don't know why. It just irks me. It cannot be economically feasible for a car to start and stop. And it can't be good for the starting system. What the fuck? I hate it. I don't know why. It's a pet peeve of mine.
You know, I'm sure if it wasn't good for the system, they wouldn't design them to start and stop.
There are some cars. I was one the other day. It was a type of BMW where you could set it so when it came to a stop, it turned everything off, and then the engine just started up on a dime to go. Very efficient, actually.
My Prius will turn itself off when it's like low, slow driving and stuff, and it's super quiet. Like, I'll be driving through a neighborhood looking for an address, and people will think I'm running up on them to do a drive-by because my car is so quiet. They're like, dude, I thought you were creeping on us. Why is your car quiet?
What does he think? Everybody should have green lights? I mean, does he not realize that there's two directions and there's got to be some way to have one traffic flow and then the other traffic flow? Unless it's like,
we designed it to be overpass and underpass. I think he's assuming that these cars shouldn't stop running while they're stopped. I don't know. It's weird. Mm-hmm. It's like, he seems
to be triggered on it, though. So it's a big issue in his life.
He might be a troll. I don't know with this guy.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Who's Thanos?
It's almost as bad as a 1941 movie alternate ending.
I think he's the type of guy that farts in the car with his niece and nephew and then rolls the windows up so they're stuck smelling it.
I just wanted to put that in there, but I don't like it, and I think they should fucking stop it. Cease assist on it. Cease and assist on that motherfucker.
Cease and assist?
That's not what a cease and assist is for, dude.
What a beast I am.
Beast I am.
You know, Billy, you know what I thought we could do?
What's that?
I could have you take this quiz, and we'll see who...
How do your beliefs align with the potential candidates? Take the quiz.
We'll see if Yang ends up on the top of your
Yang
list.
Yang, do you think he's on here?
Yeah, they're all on here.
All right, let's take this test.
All right, we're going to try it out.
Steve, do you want to do commentary to help me with my answers?
So, should the president be able to authorize military force against Al-Qaeda without congressional approval? Ooh. Billy, what do you think?
Against Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, without congressional approval.
Well, that's been done before, right?
But should they? The question is should.
Right.
Well, they're not supposed to, right? But they can do it anyways.
I'm going to hold you the actual way the question is being asked. Should the president, not have the president?
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, he shouldn't.
So, no. Okay. And out of least, less, somewhat more, most, how important is that?
It's, I would just say somewhat.
Somewhat, all right.
The problem with these questions is should this president be allowed to have those kind of decision-making abilities?
I'm not thinking about this president. I'm thinking president. like I feel like if the president wants to go to war and can't convince Congress that it's worth it, he shouldn't have the power to do it. If you have the whole platform, this worldwide platform as president, if you can't get Congress on your side, you're fucking up.
What does it say, war? It just says action. Doesn't
should the United States assassinate suspected terrorists in foreign nations?
Yes.
Your answer is yes.
Yes.
Suspected
ones. Authoritative approach. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Suspected. All right. And then importance?
Less important.
Okay. All right. Abortion.
Pro-choice.
All right. And how important?
More.
Okay. Should the government continue to fund Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Importance?
Most.
Most. Okay. Do you support the legalization of same-sex marriage?
Yes.
All right.
More.
Okay. All right. Should the government increase environmental regulations to prevent climate change?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Importance?
More.
All right. Should the U.S. withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement? And here's like a little bit about it.
In June 2017, President Trump announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord in an effort to boost the nation's industry and energy to independence. Mr. Trump argued that the climate accord was unfair to the U.S. since the agreement imposed easier restrictions on China and India, who lead the world in carbon emissions. Opponents of the climate agreement argue that it unfairly penalizes U.S. energy companies and consumers by imposing restrictions on domestic energy production. Proponents of the climate accord argue that it sets back decades of diplomatic efforts by the U.S. government to reduce worldwide carbon emissions. I do think the U.S. should withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement.
All right.
And they should write a better climate agreement and get everybody else on board. I think Trump's but I don't think Trump
least less.
I don't think we should abandon it, though. I don't think we should abandon it. We should rewrite this motherfucker. It should be the Trump climate agreement, and he should actually do some good shit. He won't.
Okay.
But how important is this to you? It's the least important.
All right. Okay. Should disposable products such as plastic cups, plates, and cutlery that contain less than 50% of biodegradable material be banned?
Yes.
Right?
Because they have biodegradable cutlery at Chipotle, and it's quality cutlery.
Sure.
It's just quality.
They have that.
I love
they have
that
a lot
shit.
Of that around here since we're by the ocean.
I love that shit at Chipotle.
Yeah,
good cutlery. We should have that. How important is this to you? This is the most important to me. I want everybody to have Chipotle forks. They're fucking great. Should the government make cuts to public spending in order to reduce the national debt? No.
All right.
That's going to have a huge impact on the national debt.
How important is this to you? Most important.
Yeah.
Should the U.S. raise taxes on the rich? Yes. Somewhat important. But I don't think it's just the rich, right? I think that we should...
Do you want to raise taxes on the poor, too?
Fuck yeah, dude. I just feel like...
You do realize the poor don't have much money, right?
Exactly. It really doesn't... It really doesn't matter that much. I just feel like more people should be paying in for what they're taking out of our country. But I could be wrong. Should the government raise the federal minimum wage? Other stances? Yes, make it a living wage, adjust it every year according to inflation. Regardless, minimum wage standards should be adjusted by age group. Eliminate all wage standards. No, this will only cause prices to increase in a never-ending cycle. Read more stances. Add your own stance. Let's just say adjust it every year according to inflation. Let's see what happens to our country when we do that.
Right here?
Fourth down.
Right here?
Yeah.
All right. And importance?
Somewhat important.
People are asking me to do the more options, and I think there's a few that we missed then.
I didn't realize when you hit more, how many more things come up. Man, it gets a little more nuanced.
Well, there's
right?
also like more issues to vote on, like right here.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Should gay couples have the same adoption rights as straight couples?
Yeah.
All right. And
just curious, what are the other stances? I'm trying. Is it just one?
As long as they pass the same background checks as straight couples. What the fuck? Why are you adding that in there? That's the same rights. That's the same rights.
Some of them are dumb.
No, and gay couples should not be able to adopt children. No, and adoption agencies should prioritize offering children to straight couples before offering to gay couples.
Wow.
That's fine.
Don't pick that one. Please don't pick that.
That's somewhat important to me.
Okay.
That's
should marital
important.
Rape be classified and punished as severely as non-marital rape? Yes.
Let's look at the other stances.
There's no difference between marital rape and non-marital rape. It's
right.
Still rape.
Yes, and consensual sex with a spouse under the age of 18 should be classified as statutory rape.
Where did that come from? How is that even relevant to this question?
Interesting.
It's not. There's no relevancy whatsoever.
Let's just click a good old yes on this one and move on.
Right.
Yeah.
Good one. Keep this one and importance.
Let's say that's most important. let's go really up to the one above because we I don't think we clicked the one above for the level of importance on this.
I think when it's
click
gray.
Somewhat. I'll leave it there.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
This is going to be scored really interesting.
Should gender identity be added to anti-discrimination laws? Other stances? Yes, the government should do more to protect minorities from discrimination. No. Yes, and protect minorities as well. With this little yes and
what
adding on the
like,
most.
Wait, why is everything like a minority? It's like that's like a catch classification for like literally everything that doesn't fall under what's normative.
I don't know about this, man.
Which one are these going to go with? This is a tough one.
Yeah.
I would just say yes, but I don't. These little ones underneath are just.
Let's just say yes. Yeah.
Importance.
Importance is least important.
All right. I think there's more. Holy shit.
Should health insurance providers be required to offer free birth control? Yes.
Absolutely.
Somewhat. No, more. Most important. Give the fucking birth control away. Should a business be able to deny service to a customer if the request conflicts with the owner's religious beliefs?
He's thinking about this one.
No.
This is a difficult question because it depends what
you
type
say
of
no?
business.
Yeah, no.
All right. Importance.
How important? Least important. Should the military allow women to serve in combat roles? Yes.
Importance?
More important.
Wow, there's more?
You support the death penalty? Yes. Least important. Should states be allowed to display the Confederate flag on government property? Other stances. I got to see these other stances. Yes, symbolizes rebellion, not racism.
Who wrote these?
Yes, but only at historical monuments. Spot, yeah, awesome. but only at historical monuments where it was originally flown. Yes, each state should have the right to display any flag they choose, except the rainbow flag.
Does it say that?
No.
Oh, man.
Yes, historical symbol of the Southern fight for states' rights.
I would have laughed so hard if that was there.
No, and ban any public display of the flag. No is a symbol of racism, separatism, treason. No, it should be put in a museum where it was originally flown. I like that one. It should be put in a museum. Let's go with that.
This one?
Yeah, no, it should be put in a museum where it was originally flown. I like that one.
All right.
How important is this to me? Least important. Should terminally ill patients be allowed to end their lives via suicide? Is this a suicide? Yes! Most important. Should businesses be required to have women on their board of directors? What are the other stances?
Oh, my God.
Yes, but only for large international corporations. Yes, the government should do more to require diversity in the workplace. No, board members should be the most qualified regardless of gender. No, the government should never require the diversity of private businesses. Let's go with... No, board members should be most qualified regardless of gender.
I agree.
All and right. That is somewhat important.
Somewhat. Okay. All right.
Somewhat important. Should transgender athletes be allowed to compete in athletic events?
Hold on, though. Athletic, do you mean against?
I assume. Let's see the other stances.
Yeah, that's a very vague question.
Yeah.
Because obviously... Yes, the way it's written, but...
Yes, but only if their hormone levels are equivalent to those in the gender category in which they compete. No, athletes should be compete on based on the biological sex that is listed on their birth certificate. Let's go with that one.
By the way, whatever you pick on that, there's going to be people that are going to be pushing.
Yeah, people get mad about that. It's very contentious.
This is more important.
All right.
Should women be allowed to wear a...
A niqab.
Niqab. Or face veil to civic ceremonies?
The Muslim women.
Should they be allowed to wear one? Yes.
Yeah, in some countries it's banned.
Yes, they should be allowed to wear
it. Isn't it freedom? I mean, if we're a country of freedom, shouldn't they be allowed to wear whatever they want?
Of course.
If they want to wear it?
Sure.
More important. This is more important.
All right. Man, these social issues keep going.
Should the government support a separation of church and state by removing references to God on money, federal buildings, and national monuments? Let's see the other stances. Yes, but do not waste money by removing existing references. Yes, it creates a bias against religions that do not believe in God. Let's hit it with a yes, but not waste money.
Oh, yeah.
But don't waste money.
Yeah, to retcon it, it would probably be not cost effective.
Yeah, and then hit that up with a fucking least important. Should universities provide trigger warnings and safe spaces for students? Let's see the other stances. Yes, provide trigger warnings, but students do not need safe spaces.
What?
Yes, provide safe spaces, but students do not need trigger warnings. No, college is meant to challenge students' thoughts and opinions so they're prepared for real life. Let's just hit them with a yeah. They should offer fucking trigger warnings.
Yeah, I'm okay with safe spaces, but the fact that people need them now for some reason
is
still
just
concerning to me.
Yeah, let's give it a yes and give it at least important. Crybaby motherfuckers.
You want a safe space? Go to your car.
Hold on. We've done a bunch of these. Hold on. Did we? Oh, the Paris one. We didn't look at the other stances.
Yes, until other yes, until other countries are held to the same standards. That's what my yes would
right.
be.
All right. Here's a few more.
Should the U.S. expand offshore drilling? What are the other stances on this? Yes, and do you regulate the energy sector to let the free market? No, fuck you. What's the learn more on this?
Learn more, all right.
In 1990, President George H.W. Bush passed an executive order banning all offshore drilling in United States coastal waters. In response to rising gas prices in 2008, President George W. Bush lifted the ban. Currently, there are 3,500 offshore oil rigs, 79 of which are deep water wells. Let's go no. And provide more incentives for alternative energy production. That's the six down, I think. Yeah.
Right. That's not a bad answer.
That's more important to me.
I'll be right back in just a second. I have to go to the bathroom, and then we'll continue.
Ben's
going to
take a big old dump. So, Steve, so far, how would you compare to my answers? You think I'm fucking batshit insane?
I'm not that divergent for the questions or the way you answered it, probably. I think we're probably more in line than some things we're not. But unfortunately, with any kind of these kind of social questions, they're very, very nuanced when you really look at them, right? So these responses probably wouldn't be the actual responses if there's something to say. Look, if we're going to do exactly what you say, if Billy says it, the government's going to do it, he might be a little bit more, put some thought in this stuff, because I some of these questions I don't like the way they're worded, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they're like, when you got yes or no questions based on the division of politics, like it shouldn't be so one-sided, right? Or too double-sided, you know? It shouldn't be a fucking coin. The fate
who do you
the
think
Earth
you're more likely
be...
to be in line with? I mean, is this supposed to match you up with some kind of politician to say, okay, this is your candidate? Is that what this is for?
That's what I assume it's supposed to be. I'm thinking that I'm going to end up getting like Buttigieg or somebody. I'm not sure. Or they might just pull up my face and be like, "You should run for president, Billy." That's
yeah. Well, or it could just be they all go to Trump. No matter what you answer, you just I know the right. Going to be you're aligned with Trump.
You're with Donald Trump.
Conservative propaganda thing.
You're with Ted Cruz for 2020 Republican president candidate. What? How'd that happen?
you're for Mike Pence. As soon as Trump runs again and gets rid of Mike Pence to get somebody else, watch Mike Pence run against him.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that be the shit?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to admit, though, Mike Pence was the best running mate that Trump could have ever picked, because there's no possible way people want to have Trump impeached and removed from office if the next thing we get is Pence.
I know, right? I'd 100% right? rather
like
have Trump than
thing
Pence.
For Trump. He's like, I got security, man. I'm never going to be removed.
Nobody's willing to assassinate me. They'll be stuck with Pence. Right. He's my cushion.
It's totally safe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no reason to impeach him now anyways, because one, it would never pass the Senate, and two, he's getting near he's on the downslope of his term. So the chances, I think, of his being reelected are not that great. And why not just see what the election holds? I mean, to do an impeachment right now, I don't think would be beneficial, except to damage his ego, because he would not be able to handle it. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Him being impeached, he would never live that down.
Have you seen the court case was it Jerry Epstein, the pedophile that got...
I don't really follow too many pedophiles. Do you, for some reason?
There's this court case, and Donald Trump and him were both accused of, like, raping a fucking 13-year-old girl in this court case.
Oh, I never heard.
It's like...
Wait, I think I... Was Hillary involved in that or something?
I think so. It was like 2016. It was Jerry Epstein and Donald Trump, and I'm reading this, and it's like, I just saw it this morning for some reason, and I'm like, this is horrible.
Not much surprises me with Trump. I mean, I think he had a little bit going on with his daughter too, and plus, I think he's into like golden showers with hookers, and I don't know who knows.
Fine with that. A little pee-pee play, if that's what Donald Trump wants, that's fine. Get pissed on. I want him to get pissed on.
A priority here.
This is more priority.
All right.
Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. Should the government give tax credits and subsidies to the wind power industry? Yes. How important is it to you? More important. Do you support the use of hydraulic fracking to extract oil and natural gas resources? No. Less important to me. Should the government stop construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline? Other stances. Yes, the government should never be allowed to acquire land by eminent domain. No, but they'll reroute the pipeline away from Native American land. No, but drastically increase the amount of fines the company must pay in the event of an accident. I kind of like that one.
But it's still their land, though.
Yeah, exactly. I would say no, but reroute the pipeline away from Native American land.
So they're just do you think the government should have eminent domain at all?
I don't, but I mean...
Especially not with Indians. That's bad.
Yeah, exactly. The Native American...
We tried that before. It didn't work too well for them.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's also like that's what conquering has always been about forever, right? It's just more recent where we're seeing the effects on our homeland of conquering. And it's fucked up, but it's how we've how the humans have.
Wait, don't you think existed. We should hold ourselves to a higher standard now?
I think we should. I think we should, but I think because of greed and power, we won't. And it's foolish to think that we can trust people to fucking do that with their greed and power on the line. We're not the ones with the power here. You know, we're over here saying you shouldn't, but it's how it's always been done, and they're always going to rationalize it as, you know, that's the way you do business or whatever, the business being war. But yeah, reroute it away from Native American land. There's a reason they're not doing that. It's not cost effective.
Right.
It's fucked up. How important is this to me? I'd say somewhat important. I don't know enough about it, to be honest.
That's a really hard question, though, because, you know, I'm all for having the Native American rights and the things that we've done to them. We even said, look, this is going to be your lands. We ain't touching it. They have their own bureau. They have their own government. They are a sovereign nation in the United States. And yet when stuff comes along like this, where it's money driven, you know what? Just one more time, we're going to violate, you know, your sovereignty.
I don't think we have the time to do every question.
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah. So, like, instead of expanding them anymore, I think we're just going to keep going.
Should researchers be allowed to use animal testing in the safety of drugs, vaccines, medical devices, and cosmetics? No. Right. Should cities be allowed to offer private companies economic incentives to relocate? Yes. Should the government make cuts to public spending in order to reduce? Okay.
Yeah, you answered these.
Should internet service providers be allowed to speed up access? No. Should there be more restrictions on the current process of purchasing a gun? Yes. Are you in favor of decriminalizing drug use? Yes.
Most important, right?
Yeah. Should health insurers be allowed to deny coverage to individuals who have pre-existing condition? No. Should the government regulate the prices of life-saving drugs? Yes. Should the government increase funding for mental health research and treatment? Yes. Do you support increasing taxes for the rich in order to reduce interest rates for student loans? Yeah. Should the federal government pay for tuition at four-year colleges and universities? Yes. Do you support Common Core national standards? I don't know what the fuck that is. Common Core State Standards Initiative is an education initiative that details what K-12 students should know in English and math at the end of each grade. No, I don't support Core.
Common Core is crap as a parent. Yeah. I will have a show on that one of these days.
Yeah.
How bad Common Core, or the math of Common Core.
Should the U.S. go to war with Iran? No. Should every 18-year-old citizen be required to provide at least 1 year of military service? No. Should the U.S. remain in the United Nations? Are we in the United Nations?
Yes.
I thought we fucking pulled out years ago.
No.
yes, they should remain in the United Nations.
Really? You think that?
I think we're
going to diverge on that one.
I mean, I honestly don't fucking know. Like, should we pull out? I thought we fucking pulled out.
No,
should police officers be required to wear body cameras? Yes. Should convicted criminals have the right to vote? Yes. Should prisons ban the use of solitary confinement for juveniles? Sometimes the kids need to get away from the other fucking kids. It could be for their own fucking safety.
Solitary confinement is psychologically damaging.
Yes. Yeah, but sometimes they'll get their fucking ass kicked and damaged if they're not locked away. You got to put them on ice sometimes.
There is an argument to be had that solitary confinement for a juvenile could be construed as cruel and unusual punishment.
So what the Billy fuck? Doesn't have a problem with cruel and unusual punishment.
No, I'm literally saying sometimes they need to get away from the other kids because they need a timeout area.
An ass whooping is better than...
Let's go to other stances real quick. Other stances.
An ass whooping is better than solitary confinement.
Should they ban the use of solitary confinement? No.
Okay.
You're a shitty parent.
Yeah. I don't see the answer there. I need. They need to take the kids away from the other kids. Sometimes they just do.
That doesn't mean solitary confinement.
That has nothing to do with solitary confinement.
They had like a timeout box. Put them in a fucking room with a Nintendo.
You know what solitary confinement is?
Yeah.
I know what solitary confinement
is. Zero human interaction.
My cousin was in there for like a year.
Okay.
They should have a limit on how long they can be in solitary. They
wow.
Should, maybe if it's juvenile detention, they should have two detentions. and the kids go to the other side of the detention when they fuck up with someone in the other side and they can't be
Billy's,
around them.
Billy's answers to all these problems is to build more prisons.
They need to be separated at some points. They're fucking kids.
Like, all of these arguments we have about, like, crime and punishment always results in more laws, more prisons.
I'm the opposite. I will diverge with him on that, because I'm believing less prisons. First of all, get rid of all the and overturn every conviction for like pot convictions. Those need to be all overturned. Those people need to be let free.
I think we can have
end of story. Make that happen.
I think we can have less prisons and be more strict on certain issues if we decriminalize a lot of the bullshit people are locked up for.
Well, I agree don't think with you.
We have way too many. We're number one in the world for incarceration, military spending, and
none
people
of this
who
has
believe
anything
in
to
angels.
Do with putting juveniles in solitary confinement.
I don't see how
this is all a diversion
from
the real issue.
Let's ban it. I don't really don't fucking care. I'm saying they need to get.
Oh, now you don't care. Whatever. Keep going. Let's finish this.
Should the Electoral College be abolished? Yes.
Yes.
Should a photo ID be required to vote? No. Should foreigners currently residing in the United States have the right to vote? No. Should the government increase spending on public transportation? Yes. Should the U.S. build a wall along the southern border? No. Should Muslim immigrants be banned from entering the country until the government improves its ability to screen out potential terrorists? No. Should there be a temporary ban on oil immigration?
No, on all immigration
in the United States? No.
That was a slip there.
Should the government require children to be vaccinated for preventable diseases? Yes.
Oh, really? You thinking about this one?
Yes. I don't feel like they should be forced to do things when it comes to that, but I feel like they need to be, because parents aren't good enough to fucking
Yeah,
be smart.
With that one, when it's like a public health issue, I agree with
that. Do you support the use of nuclear energy? Yes.
Yes, nuclear.
Should producers be required to label genetically engineered foods GMOs? No.
All right.
If the 2020 presidential election were held today, which potential candidate would you vote for? Andrew Yang Gang, baby, Yang Gang. Bang.
You want the universal basic income then?
Fuck yeah. I was pissed there's no questions about that. Which qualities are most important to you in a candidate? I'm going to say intelligence. I'm going to say common sense. Leadership. And vision.
No, not integrity?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Here's Billy's results.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm afraid.
Can Steve tell Dusty the cockatiel that he's a beautiful bird?
Dusty, you're a beautiful bird.
All right, here it goes. Wow. It's taking a while.
Really analyzing this, right? This is like I text it. I like this. Now I'm
all right. Here it is. Here it is.
Patient.
Who's your presidential candidate? Who's number one list?
I wish you hacked this to make it be puking dog. That would have been that would have made the segment worth it. Kirsten Gillibrand.
Yeah.
Amy Klobuchar. Elizabeth Warren. Julian Castro. Beto O'Rourke. 90%. That's because they're all the same flavor. Bernie Sanders. They're all the same.
Bernie's 90%. That's good.
I'm 91%. Look at all those.
Oh, Yang's all the way down under Tulsi.
Yeah, it's because they don't have UBI questions here. And a lot of his UBI is to replace social services that I was like pro for.
Look at the bottom.
That's too bad. Donald Trump is my least favorite candidate.
I guess so.
I think I've seen Gillibrand. She is pretty fucking cool. Go down a little bit.
Shit.
Who's the other lady that I'm thinking of? Not Harris. There's another lady Tulsi. Yeah. I'm surprised Tulsi's so low, because I've been looking at her. Well, she's close to Yang, too. I like
That's
Tulsi. I like
85% Yang. Is pretty good, dude.
Yeah. I like Bernie.
I don't think a universal basic income is a good enough singular issue to just vote for someone.
See, I don't think
I don't
so either.
I don't know how feasible it is.
But
right. Oh, yeah, that's another thing you can talk
about. I think
we
need to have this conversation, though, because automation is going to eliminate a lot of jobs. We're going to have a lot of people.
I want to ask you, Billy, on the UBI.
Yeah.
Do you think that some of that UBI should be more like a earned income credit, or do you think that should be come off your taxes, or do you think you should get just a check in the mail for $1,000? How do you want
you
that to
get,
work?
You should get
pay
get
taxes on that $1,000? You're only going to get, you know, 30% less than that?
you shouldn't pay taxes, right? This is what's going to happen. We're gonna do the math on all the frivolous spending we have. We're gonna clean that shit up. I feel like we can clean up the homeless problem. We can clean up the Medicare, healthcare, and stuff. We can clean all that up by stop being frivolous with the fucking money. There's a lot of money being wasted.
That's true too, but that's kind of a different topic altogether, though.
But it's part of the conversation we need to have. We need people getting money in their hands. Need to have.
I got rid of the people who are pulling the worst on this, and they're saying Warren out of like the people who are pulling the best is your number one.
Hmm. Yeah.
Where's Biden on? Oh, Biden's down pretty low.
Biden's down.
Biden's still higher than Yang.
You know why, though? Because these questions weren't tailored towards Yang. They were tailored towards fucking...
You mean one singular issue.
Mm-hmm. He sounds like a singular issue kind of voter.
That's crazy.
Am I?
What if all of their other policies... Yeah. Okay.
If they all are, then I won't vote for them. Like, I didn't vote for Herman Cain, even though I love the 999.
The 999 plan?
I love the 999, but that fucking
guy... If you don't have a job, blame yourself.
This is the thing I like about Yang.
That's what he said.
He is looking at this from a capitalist viewpoint. And he's looking at humanity through the eyes of a capitalist. And we're not looking at humanity through capitalism enough. Because whether you like it or not, capitalism is the fucking king here in America. And we have to look at a way to give back to the people that are fucking struggling and give them some power back that capitalists can agree with. That's why I like Yang. There's too many people being forgotten at the bottom, made to think they're crabs in a bucket, having to fight for what little jobs are left, having to fight for what little fucking money is free.
Name another policy that Yang supports.
He's for healthcare reform, and he wants to see healthcare be solved.
They all kind of want that. I mean,
you just answered that question like a Miss America pageant question.
No, but it's because he wants to look at it in a way where we look at the numbers and we actually fix it and don't just have this free reign. Like spending in medical, like the way medical goes right now.
Is he for single payer healthcare?
I don't know exactly what he's for.
I'm for single payer healthcare, but
yeah. What he was saying when I saw him, he was saying that they needed to look at the way it was done and fix the spending in healthcare and solve it, like from a mathematical standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, he's for a single payer system, which most people are.
Billy wants to have Rain Man as president.
Dude.
Anyway, check this out. I guess we'll just watch this and see what happens here.
Hello, my name is David, and I am a witness of the ice wall. Since the unaltered facts described below could be used to ascertain my identity, I have changed certain details to protect against that danger.
This guy discovered the actual ice wall. He was there.
My background is a bit unusual. I graduated summa cum laude with degrees in economics and population studies.
I mean, if we don't know who you are, you could be making all of this shit up. So why should we believe you at all?
And later,
he sounds legit, doesn't he, though?
Yeah. That voice modulator just adds to how legit he sounds.
Juris doctorate from an Ivy League school. So what does one do with that kind of educational hodgepodge?
Hodgepodge.
I worked for a Fortune 500 company where I worked on, and later supervised, a team responsible for finding economically viable means to move product to and through some of the world's most remote and inhospitable locations. Some of the drops, as we called them, required creative solutions. Barriers to entry included everything like unreliable transportation channels and personnel, local warlords and pirates, local corruption and legal issues, adverse weather conditions.
So is this person just crazy, or are they trolling? Are they trying to make people believe in this shit?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Hazardous terrain, and basically every obstacle that you can imagine. In 2005, still relatively young, and almost 30, and having a taste for adventure, I applied for work at what was advertised to be a minimum 3-year assignment at an Antarctic research post. The job for which I applied was a human resources type job, and they were keen for someone with experience in the shipping industry. It wasn't a terrific fit for my experience and skill set, but it was close enough that I gave it a shot. I didn't hear anything back for 6 months after applying and almost forgot about the application when I was
You almost forgot about it, you say?
The application.
Okay, well, we've already figured out part of your identity.
Canadian.
Yeah.
Narrow that down.
Use the word hodgepodge.
Who identified themselves as being from the U.S. Department of Defense and asked if I would be interested in consideration for something else. They told me that the work would still be in Antarctica and that it would be a better match for my skill set. I was interested, so I sent them a packet of information they requested that was the size of a small phone book and submitted to a single scope background investigation. I was eventually cleared, contracted, and told that I would be support for a team that is searching for microbes in hard to reach places.
This is a picture of me.
In 2006, I arrived in Springfield, Virginia for a pre-departure briefing. Entry required going through 4 checkpoints and a half dozen pat-downs. There was a heavy military presence even inside the building.
Looks kind of flat, wouldn't you say? There you go. That's all you need.
I think I'm from from perspective of an idiot, everything looks flat, right? With his big flat brain, his big flat head, his big flat ideas. If you're looking at the perspective of a viewpoint against something that is massive, it's gonna look flat. The fact that they bring this point up,
what if I took
every time cracks me up.
What
every
if I took a
time.
Picture of a mountain and was like, doesn't look flat, does it?
Doesn't look flat to me. Well, how do you explain this big old rock titty?
90% of them are just trying to throw it out there. Hope people believe them because they want to troll and then make a quick penny off of it. Because I mean, one of the leaders of the Flat Earth community on YouTube, I mean, the guy makes, like $1,500 a month making these videos for Flat Earth. He's got a huge following, and yet I know for a fact he doesn't believe any of his crap.
Yeah,
I'm convinced of it.
At all times.
That's what I used to think about G-Man, though, too. I used to think G-Man was just fucking...
No, I've always known he believes this shit. Yeah. He definitely believes this stuff. But he does amp it up, though.
As I walked down it at 07:30 to the briefing room, I entered the room where one other fellow was already seated at a large round table, a man named Mike. Mike was approximately my age. He had an MS in mechanical engineering, and his expertise was in bodysuit temperature regulation. If you needed to send someone into a sub-zero environment without them turning into an icicle, Mike was your guy.
Okay.
Other people started to come in, and the seats eventually filled. 15 in all. 14 of us were male, and all of us approximately the same age. 10 of us were military or ex-military. Everyone's background was consistent with what you would expect from a team assembled for the purpose of performing a scientific exploration of Antarctica. I would later get to know all of these people well and consider many of them to be fine individuals. At 0800, everyone had helped themselves to the instant coffee left for us. A middle-aged gentleman...
Well, get to the fucking point!
Look, when you're a flat earther, you have to focus on things like instant coffee. Because you don't have much else to work with.
I know. What the hell?
And introduced himself as our project leader. Tom started by saying he had read each of our files and was so grateful for us taking this assignment. Yada yada. He then started a slideshow presentation. Slide 1 read, Project Copernicus, the name of our assignment. The slideshow illustrated some of the early days of the project. We were one of 6 teams working under a task force, ultimately under the authority of the National Geospatial Intelligence.
That's what Neil deGrasse Tyson said.
Yeah, but he's talking about a very small amount. I mean, to the point, you need very sophisticated equipment to even detect that type of topology. Neil deGrasse Tyson was not saying it looked like an actual freaking bear.
Right. The Earth just isn't perfectly round.
Right, it's an oblate, a regular spheroid.
Right.
Agency.
Anyone, I mean, I'm no expert, and I understand what that means.
Hold up. I am an expert. When Neil deGrasse says the Earth looks like a pear... When Neil deGrasse, says the Earth looks like a pear, he means it looks like a pair of Earths. There's 2 Earths, dude. Fuck it being flat. It's double
what
Earth.
What about the hollow Earth?
It's double Earth, dude. Neil deGrasse said so.
Hollow Earth.
He then asked the questions.
Neil deGrasse Tyson chicken.
Why does an Antarctic research mission require its personnel to have top secret clearance? Anyone? And what was probably the first indicator that I was the troublemaker of the group, I answered, it doesn't. Tom darted his eyes at me with a bit of surprise in his expression, as though it was crossing his mind that I already knew what was coming next.
Oh.
But he continued, why would the teams working on...
Have you ever had Mrs. Neil deGrasse's Tyson soup before?
I wish.
Oh, it's
I've seen her Neil, though.
Such an assignment be compartmentalized. Why would its members be chosen individually instead of corporately? What does Antarctic exploration have to do with the security of the United States?
World's
Nobody answered.
The polls.
These questions had all crossed our minds, and we expected to eventually get answers, but we didn't expect to get asked those very questions from the man under whom we would be working. The answer, he said with some pause for drama, is that we're not here to explore the Antarctica that you studied in grade school. More pause for drama. I'm sure he was enjoying it. We're here to explore the real Antarctica. Tom flipped to the next slide. A map of...
All right. I this is a work of fiction that this guy's just reading. I'm going to...
Yeah, this is a
How
narrative.
Could it be fiction?
Yeah.
He had instant coffee. Heretics? Nobody adds in a fact
in
like instant coffee.
You a heretic? It does not make you a heretic, oh, well, but it wonderful. Makes you an Steven idiot. Harrison. But it makes you an idiot. 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 Idiot.
Idiot.
Okay.
Interesting take. Is believing in the flat earth a sin?
The thought of foolishness is sin. So yes, foolishness is a sin. Foolish thoughts are a sin. So yes, believing...
It's weird. He's using... Pastor Anderson.
The flat earth is
Stephen
a
Anderson.
Sin. So yes, believing in the flat earth is a sin. So yes, believing in the flat earth is a sin. So yes,
this is
believing in
the
flat
earth is 6,000 years old, and he's saying that believing in a flat earth is sin.
Right. He believes in all kinds of weird
Brilliant.
Stuff, too.
And shout
Despite
out to
Despite it being the only biblically based creation story. Please share with us how you helped lead your wife to believe the word of God and trust in the biblical account.
These are two. This is one crazy person criticizing another crazy person.
Of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when my wife was unsaved, she was raised in Germany, and she thought that the Bible taught that, you know, that, oh, the earth's flat and all this stuff. And it caused her to just have zero interest in the Bible because she just thought, oh, the Bible is scientifically full of it. So therefore, why would I listen to it? You know, then when I met her, I showed her, no, the Bible teaches that the earth is round. You know, it's a sphere. Hell's in the heart of the earth. And I showed her.
Okay. There you go. Perfectly
now,
scientific.
Sounds
Hell
scientific
is in,
to me.
Ben, in the earth.
Ben, you do know that the earth is flat, though, right?
The hollow earth is hell, actually.
Well, the earth is flat.
Do you know the theory of the expanding hell theory? Which somebody on like Twitter, they actually promote this theory that the reason for global warming and climate change is hell is expanding. That's why it's getting hotter. And it's coming out from the earth, the center of the earth.
That makes sense.
Is hell expanding because we're so sinful?
Well, hold on.
Exactly.
If hell's expanding,
our sins go into hell and expands it. Yeah.
But is hell expanding only works in a round earth theory, right? Like,
you know, Leviticus so, yeah. 15 about how God knew way more about sanitation and cleanliness and all the science behind that long before man had discovered that. I showed her where he hangs the earth on nothing. I showed her all this scientifically accurate.
If it's not hanging on anything, then it's not hanging.
Everybody knows that the round earth conspiracy was started when Charles Atlas sold the rights to the Atlas to William Globe.
To Tony Atlas.
To William Globe. And William Globe, he had this idea for a round map of a fully functional spinning map. And so he knew the only way to sell this spinning round map was to tell people the world was round. And he wanted to sell globes. William Globe had it all set up from day one. He fooled us from there on out.
Stuff in the Bible. Then she was actually open to hearing what the Bible says. But these flat earthers are doing the work of Satan to basically make the Bible look stupid.
I like this. I didn't know he hated the flat earthers. Okay, here we go. This guy's mad. He must have been a Steven Anderson fan.
Wow. So your wife, before she became your wife, knew what the Bible said about creation. She knew that the Bible describes a stationary and flat earth with a dome overhead. Then you, a pastor, confused her to believe that the Bible supports the heliocentric universe pseudoscience by taking scriptures out of context. I believe I now know why.
I want to host this debate between these.
Really?
Two.
Right? I'll moderate it. You host it. I'll
I would love
do it.
It. Oh
make,
my
make
God.
Make it happen, man.
So wow. extremely against flat earth doctrine. Wow. And that is because you believe that your wife's conversion to Jesus hinges on the heliocentric universe model. Firstly,
would Jesus give a shit either way?
Right.
Why? Why would he care? Is he going to say, you know what? I'm a very benevolent deity, son of God, but you fucked up by believing that the earth is round. You're fucked. How? In what reality does that even make sense?
No one is saved based upon their profession of the shape of the earth. We are alone saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Secondly, you need to work on trying to debunk the over 240 plus verses on my website, flatearthdoctrine.com. Please give a thumbs up, subscribe, and share
this
message.
For real, this slick shit motherfucker. Right. Trying to plug his website.
Who is this guy? Nathan Roberts. Doesn't sound familiar. Should I reach out to him?
Yeah. Yeah, he's we've watched a few of his things on here. It's pretty strange.
You need to make something happen there.
That would be great.
It's Steve. Time. Oh, shit.
Yo, save, please!
Let's go find the skater, put a bullet in this fucking head.
Oh, you like me now?
I'm the only critter with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
What the fuck?
Damn, this burger's good!
Yo, Chinaman! Taste some of that American democracy, bitch! You, me, rap battle now!
America, the most powerful force. We're shooting down y'all while we're winning your wars. Take over the world, the earth.
He has a fucking Steelers jersey on, so he lost me immediately with that.
And I think he's got a bit of a speech impediment, too.
He's garbage.
Keep us knocking on your doors, even if you don't need us. How is it that 300 million...
I think it's from New Jersey.
Is he not...
He has an accent.
Yeah, he's not American, is he? Or
No, it sounds like a foreign accent. He's wearing a Steelers jersey, so I would think he's from Pittsburgh.
He's playing, but who knows? He's playing an American.
I get it. Okay.
The bus can bury 1.3 billion of you in the dust. We're ballers, and your people are weak. Half of your nation can't even afford to eat.
Wow.
Come on, man. You think you can rap? You probably work in a sweatshop and eat cats. You whack nation smells like ass and dead rats. We're real humans. You're just numbers and stats.
Hey, you fucking fat. Your mama told me you need a smack. You talking shit, you make me sick. You look to Vietnam,
this is so
now
bad.
Suck it, bitch.
This is so bad.
I don't know how Australian, you find this right? kind of stuff, man. This is like the dregs of the internet.
Yeah, this
like
is terrible.
Like the cesspool of the internet.
Yeah, I'm fucking
really bad rap. Listen to me and all my instruction. Down here's a weapon of mass reproduction. A Chinatown here, a Chinatown there. Before you even know it, Chinatown everywhere. Be scared, we're sending fucking your whole nation. Fed them American, fuck, I hate them. We ban Facebook and we ban YouTube. We ban anything that look like you. Catch a-
It's true, they did ban Facebook and YouTube in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Paper tiger, you little faggot. Come Whoa. Over here, I'm a hitting dragon.
What? Huh? Could you say that again? Cause I barely understood a fucking word that you said. Maybe you should try to spit in Chinese instead, so I can laugh at your language while I blast you with lead. Bomb your villages and buildings, we bomb anything that's living, and have no hesitation, killing millions of civilians. Our army's traumatic. Your army's asthmatic. Keep blasting your ass until y'all democratic. So just expect the worst when we get berserk. Cause with a smirk we'll twerk when you're deep in the earth.
This is fucking bad.
This is
man.
Painful. This is, I don't know if I could take through any more of this.
This is so
is like not even cringe. This is beyond cringe.
Falsata black. More blacker, Fossa, Sarava, Shava, Saw, Real Bat, Denzel Washington. Okay, now I can say the N-word.
Now, I'm not an expert on rap, Billy, but
yeah.
I don't think that was very good.
Nigga, I'm feeling this. Nigga, I'm feeling this. Nigga, I'm feeling this. Running downtown, but I'm backing around. I'm doing everything to the pound. Yeah.
Dude, did you poop in this room? I don't know if it's just the rap. There's like a heavy smell of shit.
It's weed.
Just going in my nose right now.
It's weed.
That's weed?
Yeah, it's poo-poo smelling
for
weed.
Some, with this.
It's very strong smelling
with
poo-poo.
This rap going and that smell, it smells like a dog just took a dump in my lap.
The fucker, get it up and run up to
Fuck.
It. Get up to boot it. Do it.
People send these in for Billy to watch. They love to watch him suffer.
This is cruel and unusual punishment. So yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. What, this is why I don't like care about fucking solitary confinement for kids.
That's so fucked up. Because
y'all make them listen to this shit. That's what yeah, y'all do. Make me suffer. Criminals, criminal kids can suffer too. I'm a sweet boy. I did nothing wrong, and you make me suffer. You okay with me suffering, but not the little criminal kids that go around robbing banks and shooting up heroin into homeless guys? What? You don't want them to sit alone in a room for a little bit?
All y'all bitches are faggots. All your niggas faggots are kind of controlled.
How does this guy think this is a good idea to rap like this? I don't
oh
know.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't
Self-awareness, not there.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how often we see it. It's bad. It's an epidemic, I think. You should open for this guy.
Nope. Earth should open, and this guy should fall into the fucking chasm of
into the hollow earth.
Hollow earth, yeah. This guy should fall into the overgrown hell.
Yeah, man. What? You don't like this guy?
Not at all.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
Man.
I mean, besides the fact he can't rap, it's racist as fuck, and you know he just actually thinks it's a good idea to put this on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, they you know what? They have zero self-awareness.
Clearly.
And they think their rap is good. That's why they put it out there.
So does G-Man, so yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, what the hell. G-Man does that kind of stuff too, though. He puts all kinds of weird shit on the internet that we should all laugh at. But he just doesn't understand, you know?
Give Billy the option to take a shock or watch the video? Worse.
I have a really good one for Billy. Aren't you going to ask what it is?
I'm sure it's going to piss me off. Why even ask?
I'm downloading it really quick because I think you will love it.
You know, it would be awesome if it was just something really wholesome and lovely and fun and I enjoyed it. Wouldn't that be great for once?
Never happen.
Yeah. Wouldn't I just like to come in here one day and enjoy myself?
I'm going to play some Tupac for you right now, Billy.
Don't you fucking dare.
Why?
Don't you fucking dare.
What's wrong with Tupac? Okay, this is obviously going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not Tupac. It's not really
okay,
Tupac.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. That would be something he likes.
I'm like, don't you dare. Tupac. Don't you dare find like Tupac teaching Joe Pesci how to rap. And it's gonna make
me
cringe.
I wish that existed.
Have you seen Joe Pesci's rap?
Did he try to rap?
Oh my God, it's fucking amazing. It's so bad.
It's amazingly bad.
Oh, it's so good. It's like Joe Pesci.
So amazingly bad, it's good.
Oh, it's just it's amazing. It's next level. What the fuckery?
I'm trying to grab this video. It's downloading right now. It says it'll be like 1 minute here.
Somebody said Tupac was overrated. I would agree with you if he had a 35-year career. He didn't. He was alive and in the scene.
He didn't have the time to fade into obscurity.
Less than 5 years.
He would have been a lot bigger even than what he was, you know.
I don't know if he would be now, though.
He put out more albums dead than he did alive.
Maybe. I'm an Eminem fan, so I mean, I happen to like Eminem.
Eminem did a Tupac album.
What do you mean?
He produced it and remixed a Tupac
album. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Eminem had a Tupac album that he oversaw. He did a song with Tupac and Elton John.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, when him and Elton John sang together.
Yeah, everybody was like, Eminem's homophobic. And Elton John's like, come on, little boy. Let's go out on stage together. Show him you're not really homophobic.
And then afterwards, I'll have Billy the Fridge poop on me for $10,000.
I'll give you a good snogging, Eminem. Here's the thing. I never, ever once said Elton John was the guy that wanted to pay me to poop on him. Okay, I never once said that. I never would say that. But
I love how you deny it so much, though.
I think he protests too much.
I also wouldn't say that person that paid to poop on me didn't have a relationship with Eminem and pooped on Eminem.
No. No. All right, no. 10 seconds, 10 seconds, and then we'll have this amazing song.
Biggie was a better rapper. Biggie might have been a better rapper, but how many albums did Biggie put out?
Is that the measuring stick there? How many?
I mean,
they put out.
He had two solid records, and he didn't have to make those records with fucking the competition. Like, here's the thing: Tupac was competing for the spot in Death Row Records. Snoop, Tupac, fucking Dr. Dre were all there, and Tupac was there toe to toe with these fucking giants.
They're made up of
Biggie
five
was
DJs,
all there was over at Bad Boy.
Rap dancers.
We need some wholesome rap for Billy, because that last one was just terrible. We need some wholesomeness.
They're performing tonight for the Rape Crisis Center. They're trying to raise funds for the
Rape
Crisis
Center. It's for a good cause.
Is this the one we already fucking watched?
I haven't seen it. Wrong. So let's have a big welcome, please, for Rap Against Rape.
Rap Against Rape? Yeah. How can you be against that? Here we go. I love these. Look at these.
Wait, is this, wait, did you say rap? This is not rap.
It's an emergency gone beyond control. People are losing their heart and soul. The 1980s have come and gone, but this problem still goes on and on. It's time for us to join together. We got to stamp out this hurt forever. We don't want to hear.
What's the issue, Billy?
Do you support rape? Times.
Do you support rape or something?
In the case.
Are you pro rape?
In the case of this song, I choose rape.
The child cried, see a woman left with pain in her eyes. Rap against rape is something we can do to try and get this message across to me and you. Yes, rap against rape, we can show we're there. We can show the innocents that we really care.
I think he's liking it.
Yeah, I could tell.
See it in his face. Like, too much more.
I've seen this at least four times now.
And it's probably many more times to come.
I hope not.
Should be on
this guy's my favorite.
I like how they were like, you know what? You know what we're going to do? We're going to get every sports commentator from Monster Truck Rallies, all right? We're going to get them here in their cowboy boots. We're going to put them in front of all these singing rape victims, and we're going to make them rap.
And the dancers.
Yeah.
You ever notice the only black guys are the ones dancing on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed.
They got a bunch of Ned Flanders rappers.
Every single one of these guys calls Monster Truck Rallies for a living. That's their job.
I think this is in Europe. I think this might be in Ireland or something.
Yeah, I kind of like the backstory on this.
I believe this was on a late night talk show. I think it was in Ireland.
In what, 1982?
Probably early 2000s.
Late, yeah, no, early 90s.
For Ireland, probably late 2000s.
Really? Is it the 90s?
They said the 1980s have come and gone in the lyrics to the song.
Yeah.
I don't remember the 90s too much, so that's probably possible.
I'm thinking we're seeing this from 2002, Ireland. And they're just so far behind.
There's no way that was 2002.
I don't know, man. I really don't fucking know.
What makes you think Ireland is so far behind us?
Because they're letting these guys on screen.
2 decades behind.
It makes no difference. It offers no defense. To women in their 80s, it just don't make no sense. Who could believe it? Who could understand?
These poor girls, they were all victims.
They're doing the Running Man.
In our homes, it's happening. In our lives, the hour of need.
Oh, yeah.
Of pain.
Yeah.
In the stillness of the night, you could start to go
insane. This guy's literally dressed.
Start to go insane.
This guy's dressed exactly like the police drawing of a college campus rapist.
Just say yes.
He's got the hat and the glasses. Yeah.
Every single profile. And the collar. Like you said, what are the sketch artists?
Yes.
what the perpetrator looked like. This is it. Everyone. Like
he was wearing glasses and a black brim hat with a white stripe.
He
and
does.
He had a polo shirt and a fucking and a porn mustache. He had one of those dad mustaches where you know he eats butt.
In a white van.
Oh, oh my God.
The biggest problem is the terrible guilt you feel. But you know, you don't deserve it. It becomes so real. And you torture yourself with, what did I do wrong? Knowing in your heart that it was nothing all along.
And letting you know, up next it will be bigger. The coolest car show of the night. Here comes the Gravedigger.
Oh, whoa. You had me nervous for a second there.
He's a fucking monster truck announcer, dude. That voice is like, hi, I'm Mike Adamley, and you're watching Gladiators.
Yeah. Jeff Harvey.
I'm Jeff Harvey, and you're watching American Gladiators. So fucking bad.
This is
dude.
Among one of my favorites. So we have to rate these someday. There's Cheesecake. There's Oscar. There's this one, Rap Against Rape. What's another one? Oh, the fucking...
Danny.
Oh, my God. Those are some of the worst ones ever. Those are the ones that just stand out.
One day we'll have a special episode that's all fucking cringe rap revival.
The favorites.
We'll get like some rapper guests on and make them sit through it, fucking suffer through it too.
Can we get Mo El Summas on to do a live performance?
Oh, God. We'll get Cheesecake Factory Girls to be a live performance.
They can perform together.
Kermit's a bitch. There's too many. Oh, my God.
All right. So we're probably going to go do the post show in a minute or two here. Do we have any Streamlabs or anything that happened?
Let me go read the last.
This is your last chance to send them in if you want them to appear on the show.
Send a big one in. Okay, so we had a string of 9/11s.
Oh, really?
Well, that was earlier.
Oh, the ones that I already did, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to see where we... Okay. Tillip said F for Allen. We had Speck said, what's the difference between a politician and a prostitute? One gets paid to fuck people. The other is considered a criminal. Wow. Happy Spanners did a $2 super chat. Thank you, Happy. Kiefer Martin said money just for having Steve on. Love you guys. Thank you, Kiefer. Appreciate the love. And yeah, I love having Steve on. I hope next time you're on, Steve, you'll have some more solid information to plug to the fan base too. So our fans.
Yeah, me too. And hopefully I'll fix this. I'm tired of having my green screen. It works for everything but you guys. I don't know. I'll fix it. I'll figure it out. But yeah, I hope to have some more information. It sucks not having information. I think I feel. I do know that a lot of people are coming to my support, and a lot of people are actually going to be talking about this in the future. So hopefully they'll kind of make things start happening, because I like to get some, you know, money from my last, you know, year and a half of doing shows that I never got anything for. I mean, call me crazy. Yeah. I don't know how that works, but
I'd call you crazy.
You do. You call me a lot.
Crazy.
Of things,
oh, Steve McRae, you so crazy.
Cray cray.
Thick Soul said, spin the wheel, make a deal. Greg Norton said, I'm no PT Ham, but I can flex like DJ Qualls.
Bala. I guess Speck sent one in, too.
Yeah, that was the one I read.
Oh, okay.
What's the difference between a politician and a prostitute? One gets paid to fuck people. The other is considered a criminal, from Speck. I think Speck was on delay and didn't see that. Lord Magicus said, time to fly a plane into that motherfucker. Damn it.
Into what?
9/11 mode. There's a reference to that horrible song Pinwheels.
It's a great song.
Tubian said a ball would look flat to a flea. Damn, not even a flea though, right? Like a flea on a ball is still nothing and compared to a human on an earth. So
yeah, the
ratio's like, even then even then the flea would be like, I think I see a little bump there.
Have you ever played Mario Galaxy? There's a lot of parts in that game where you're running around on very small planets, and it used to fuck with my mind.
Huh.
Like how you're running like up and around,
yeah,
like an insanely small planet.
I never played it. I played Mario Odyssey, not Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry, dumb question.
It's all good. It's all good in the hood. And that, I believe, was that.
All right. So we're going to go to the post show. If you are patrons or members of this channel, you will get to see the post show. It'll be up in a few. So stick around.
Hey, Secular Buds is finally able to catch you guys live. Have some shekks. Thank you for that $5 baller.
And last Steve, thanks Mondays. For coming back again. We'll definitely Thank have you guys. On again in a few weeks if you're free.
Dude, I pretty much will always be free for you guys.
All right. That's Appreciate awesome. It. All right, man.
Have a good night, Steve. Have a good night, everybody right, watching.
Guys. Good night, everybody.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.